We're back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Now play Night Moves.
Night Moves?
Yeah, I have those. Yeah.
Talking about your night moves.
That's when you lay down on the bed and you realize your nipples are in your armpit.
Yeah, I have morning moves, afternoon moves, daytime moves, shower moves, walking moves, sitting moves. They're always with me. Even though I've lost a bunch of weight, I get out of the shower and I'm like, hey, Dolly Parton. Good to see you again. But as I will always say, for always being a large man, I have sweet looking nipples.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes. Boy.
That is good news.
Think about how I want to die. We all have to die. Weird if there was one person here that didn't know that. Like, what? No! I've been thinking about how I want to die. I want to get hit by an arrow. Who's hit by arrows anymore? That never happens. I want to get hit by an arrow. And not like in the woods where it would kind of make sense. I want to be waiting for like a crosswalk to change. Just like, what? And you know if one hits you, three more on the way. Just like, who the f*** is arching me right now? I would crumble to the earth with a smile on my face. That would be the best way to die. I thought about the funniest way to die. It's me. I've been hit, hopefully by arrows. God willing. I'm on the ground and I'm dying and somebody's passing by and they see me dying and they come and they kneel beside me to be with me in my final moment. Unwritten social rule. That's what you're supposed to do. So he kneeled beside me and I see this man and I get a second wind and I lean up and I go, not today. But then I just die anyway. To lean up with vigor and declare like, not today. Well, I guess today. Then you fall back down and diarrhea shoots down one of your legs. And they put not today on your epitaph because you can't argue. You're gone.
I live with my parents right now. Well, I know. It's pathetic. I do. When you live with your parents at this age, it's like you still have that angst that you always did as a kid, but you also have the realism of knowing what's going on, you know, but you're still mad, you know? It's like, I'm always thinking, like, I just want to say to my mom, like, Mom, I know I shouldn't be living here, and it's stupid that someone my age does, and you pay the bills, and I eat for free, but stay out of my room!
Only one more time of Bye Bye Little Sebastian, then we move on. Thanks to our KFAN.com poll. Switching songs for 2018. It's going to be emotional, like when Little Sebastian died.
That's exactly what it's going to be like.
Very similar.
Yeah, right.
AJ Mansoor is back. Hi, AJ.
Oh, hello.
AJ.
Hi, guys.
So when was the last time you worked?
When was the last time I worked?
Yeah.
Friday.
How great is it to have that much time off?
That's the best.
It's so weird,
come back
right?
for a day and a half, and you got another 3.5 day weekend.
I know. We're off on Monday.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
And we don't really have to work Sunday.
No.
I mean, we have to be there.
Go to the football game.
That's going to be a very easy cakewalk kind of a performance, I think.
I hope so.
The Bears have been putting up some okay efforts the last half of the season, but if it's anything but a double-digit win, I think everyone's going to be disappointed.
Yeah.
Go for the kill. You know?
I'm shocked this didn't make it on your opening song list, Chris.
I forget about things.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I was only allowed 8 songs. Go for the kill. How's that going, by the way? How everything's looking?
Let me ask you guys. How do you think it's shaping up so far?
Well, does it wrap up tomorrow?
It'll wrap up tomorrow, yep.
Tomorrow. KFAN.com.
Well, hang on.
Boom.
because we're in the lead eight right now, so it'll be final four and it'll wrap up on Monday.
Whoa.
Right, because we want to debut, or Tuesday, I guess. We debut the new song
True.
The day
yeah,
that
yeah.
it debuts.
Right. Yeah.
Or, you know, it first shows up.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
So Tuesday, what would be the second, or is that the third?
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Yes.
Tuesday's the second.
Tuesday the second. It'll wrap up and we'll debut the new opening song.
I can't wait.
Well, I'm looking at it right now.
Because there's eight right now.
Yeah, the finals in my region right now, very close. The Revenge of the Nerds talent show song, 51% to 49% over Rage Against the Machine's Born of a Broken Man. So that's very close.
Wow.
AJ's bracket, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, 58% to 42% over Back to the Shack by Weezer.
Which has been dominating so far.
Mm.
Wham.
Hawk, your Axel F is running away with it. 69%
it really?
Over There's Only One Winner by You.
Wow, I had no idea it was going to be such a dominating performance.
And then Till I Collapse by Eminem and Meat Sauce's region is slightly ahead, 52-48 over Learning to Fly by Tom Petty.
I'm shocked at the run that Tom Petty's making.
Yeah, well, you know, he just passed away.
Well, and those are closed, by the way. I mean, that's official results because they closed
it's over, Johnny.
Last night. Yeah.
It's over, Johnny. It's over.
So the final four then, Till I Collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go,
mm-hmm.
Axel F,
mm-hmm.
and the Revenge of the Nerds talent show song.
Oh, man, that's a hell of a battle right there. The Nerds against Axel F.
Two, 3. So, of the final four, three of them are essentially bits.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, assuming Axel F is a bit.
There's no bit to that.
Yeah, there's no bit. I guess the people have spoken. You know what they want.
Yeah. You know what I think is interesting? I love a lot of things. We have a listener named Jason. And he sent me a picture of a piece of cardboard. And on that piece of cardboard, he has written the date 5-22-14. So what's that, January?
May
22nd of 2014. Which must have been the day that it was announced that Minneapolis-St. Paul was getting the Super Bowl. Because on that day... And this tells you how long ago it was. Mark Rosen, Justin Gard, Corey Cove, and Paul Meatsauce Lambert predicted what the temperature would be on the day of the Super Bowl in Minnesota.
Really? We did that?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. What did we guess?
Rosie said 10 degrees. Gerdzy said 11 degrees. Corey Cove said 2 degrees. Degrees? Who cares? And Sauce said 25 degrees. So interesting, and for a number of reasons.
May 21st was the announcement, so the 22nd would have been the first show.
How about that? Good job, Jason. Jason Sandstrom, everybody. Well done. I must not have been here that day, or I was asking the questions. I bet we were doing like predictors.
It might have been question mark.
Question mark.
Well, look, the only way, it doesn't matter if it is minus 20 or 20 above. It doesn't matter. Cold weather cities... are never getting another Super Bowl.
That'll be it.
Unless you get a brand new billion-dollar stadium. That's it.
Right.
You think the NFL wanted to put a Super Bowl in Minneapolis? Really? No. And we'll never get one again.
I just felt like they had to.
Until the next stadium, 30 years from now, 40 years from now. Right? I mean, that's essentially the only way you get another one here, right? They're not putting another one in Minneapolis. Why would they do that?
I don't know.
It sucks. It's freezing.
I like it.
How do you have street parties when everybody wants to be inside or home?
Very, very coldly.
So obviously you can't get the forecast quite, you know, that far into the beginning of February. But we do get a swing in about a week or so of 30-degree weather again.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, I hope it's like that because I just signed a deal to play a gig outside that week down on Nicolette.
You're going to be freezing.
It's going to be freezy.
I'm sure you'll have heaters.
I'm sure I will. But there's nothing better than playing for three people on a cold day.
Yeah, if it's how it was the last 3 or 4 days,
yeah,
no one's going to be down.
No. I might, you know, like not show up.
And no one would notice.
Because
no one's going to be there waiting for music.
Yeah, that's
no
right.
One wants to hear music if it's minus seven.
No.
No chance.
Man, it's starting to blow snow out there right now.
Yeah, the roads are actually the worst they've been all week.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's that little dusting of snow.
And it's actually a little more than a little dusting right now, right, Age?
Yeah, a little bit more.
Yeah. It's coming down a little bit more. I think I heard on the way in it's supposed to be a couple more inches this morning, too.
Yeah, well,
so deceptively slick this morning, so be careful.
Mm-hmm. Y'all be careful now.
So now what's the word on Tommy Olsen and Eddie Olsen?
T.O. and E.O. will be here. I'm surprised they're not here. I hope they're not upside down dead in a ditch right now is my hope. Ro-Ro. So they will be here. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to get a very special visit today. And she couldn't have picked a worse day to come in for the first time because she's got to drive a long way to get here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of on her way to work. But do you guys know Lindsay Young from the Minnesota Vikings?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
You don't?
I don't think I've ever met her.
The first time today. She's going to stop by. Big fan of the show. Has never been in on the big radio show before, so she's going to stop by around 7:30 to sit in on Vikings News and say hi and see what it's like in the real world over here. She's the best. You're going to like her.
I like Lindsay, yeah.
Yeah. She's basically a female version of AJ.
Yeah. She worked her way up. She worked at the Wolves
for a while.
Ended up writing for the Vikings, which is a dream job for her.
Yeah, right.
I like that you said that she's the female version of AJ and not the female version of Wabi.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. No.
Because you could have gone the Wabi route, too.
Right. But she did she worked her way up with a blog, but it wasn't like a nerd blog or anything like that.
No, she was talking about television. Did you guys talk about that or something? Because someone just randomly tweeted and said, hey, I need to find your lost blog.
No, we didn't talk about that. But I did I did wish Tenna B a happy birthday like 40 times yesterday, and it was not his birthday yet.
Yeah, that was weird. Right after the show at like 9:01, I walked down and he was standing there and I go, happy birthday. He goes, it's not my birthday.
You know what, dude? We need to do that. Like, just randomly once throughout the year. Just
say it's somebody else's
birthday. Hey, everybody,
birthday.
Just so you know, it's Chad Abbott's birthday
today. Send him a bunch of messages.
Yeah, everybody, roll. That's a funny
bit. By the way, this is also shocking.
Email.
Shocking, right?
What?
But Brandon seemed pretty annoyed.
Oh, I know. He wasn't happy about it at all. Oh, so it's your fault. I'm like, well, I'm so sorry.
It wasn't like a smiley, like, right. It wasn't smiley, like, hey, no, Chris has it wrong. It's not my birthday. It was just dead cold.
I know.
Death stare. Go, it's not my birthday.
I know. He did the same thing to me.
Jeez, sorry.
He goes, so you're responsible for all the niceties. Yeah, sorry.
Niceties.
I apologize about all the niceties. Oh, you know what? By the way, I know that yesterday you guys left me high and dry down at the Zimmer press conference.
Yeah.
Because everybody basically forgot that work happens. But you know what turned out to be cool is since I was the only one down there and Zimmer hates all the other press people, I got a one-on-one interview
That's
with Zimmer
sweet.
Yesterday.
No way.
I'm super excited to play that for you in a little bit.
Thanks, Fatso.
Hey!
I had a real fun day yesterday.
Oh, no.
I go home, empty stomach. I crushed some of those pre-cooked bacon. You just throw it in the microwave for like 30 seconds and it's ready to roll. Like 30 seconds later, I said, that doesn't feel right.
Uh-oh.
can't be that bad. And I napped for like 4 hours because I was convinced I was going to throw up.
Did you never throw up?
I never did. And then you know, Ellie had her little going away party last night because she's quitting the hell out of here.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
And
idiot.
So I almost backed out of that because I'm like, this sucks. This really, really sucks. I feel awful. Then I get there, and about 2 minutes in, Sauce goes, because Sauce was there, and Rosie was there.
Oh, good for those guys.
And they're, hey, you want to go to Ocean Air with us? I go, well, no, I slept all day. I feel awful. I mean, I love that place, but no. Lieber's going to go and Kyle Rudolph's going to be there. I'm like, that sounds like a lot of fun. Mm. I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
And Sauce's like, well, I just wanted to invite you. It was almost like Tenna B saying happy birthday to him.
Yeah.
He was very annoyed that I said thanks, but no thanks. Plus, it's kind of hard to tell the boss, right, the wife, hey, you know how I napped all day because I felt like ass?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to go off to Ocean Air, see it like midnight.
I feel better.
Right. So, no, I went home and I was in bed by about 8, which is just the greatest. So I slept about 4 hours during the day and slept from 8 o'clock until, 3:30? Pretty good for me. That's a lot of sleeping
really
for
good.
Me.
Sounds to me like you got tapeworm.
Right, so I didn't feel very well. So, yeah, I did not get to go to that Mike Zimmer press conference, which sucks. But it sounds like you carried the load.
I did, literally and figuratively.
Okay.
Yes, I did. And so I got a one-on-one interview with him. I'm excited for you guys to hear it. I don't get a lot of chances just to sit down with him, you know? Right. Like, I don't ask him, like, questions like, well, like this this person asked him about the importance of this game against Chicago.
I mean, it's about momentum. It's need to win. You know, it's important to get a home game, to get a bye. I mean, if you can get a bye, it's like winning two games in one day. It's pretty huge. We need to go out and win.
See, he gets so annoyed.
Yeah, was it intimidating? He can be a salty guy.
Mm-hmm. Plus, that's wrong. Getting a bye is like winning one game, not winning two.
It's like winning two. Please don't.
It's really not.
Don't make him mad.
It's like winning one.
Please. No, it was two. You got that one, and you got the week off, so it's two.
What?
Yeah, it's two.
I don't know if I like that. It's the equivalent of winning one.
No, you win week 17.
Yeah, and then you
win. And then you get a bye. That's 2 weeks.
That you win week 18 as well.
Yeah.
Automatically.
I'm shocked you're struggling with this one.
I don't see how that math works out.
But anyway, no, I was very intimidated for a moment, but then he reached over and held my little hand and said, and he said, we'll get through this.
He remembered when you sang to him?
Yeah, he did. Twice. It's always fun. Always fun.
Interesting.
Always
fun. So we'll do that when we come back. We don't know when Tommy Olsen and Eddie Olsen are going to be here. T-O-E-O. I take that back. They just walked in.
Yay!
That was strange timing. Well, wait a minute. Whoa. That's Tommy flying solo. Where's Eddie? Eddie backed out?
Right.
Oh, God.
Yep.
No. What's his problem?
Too early in the morning?
That's what he said.
He's like,
I get to sleep in today, so yep.
I can't blame him.
Riding solo.
So he doesn't work today?
No, he works today.
Just didn't want to get up early to have some fun on the radio.
Right.
So, because there's nothing financially in it for him to come up early and
I can't blame
hang out.
Him.
Well,
that's
okay.
A sweet coat, Tom.
T.O. looking good-o.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, So he left. And he's not here because he wanted... All my family was in town last night.
Yeah.
And they all went out to like a steakhouse and had a good little time. But I said,
adorable.
Hey,
I got to work in the morning.
I like going in. I enjoy my time with those guys. So I went to bed early last night.
You know what? You're the kind of guy that kids need to aspire to be. You look good. You smell good. I'm sure I can't smell you from here.
Thank you.
You went to bed early.
You have really nice hair.
You got great hair.
Thank you.
Yeah. Where are you going today after the show? Where are you driving to?
Heading to Burnsville, and then I got to make just a couple more stops around the Twin Cities. And then
easy day.
Yeah. We're just trying to wrap it up for a good year here.
Yeah, yeah.
So does this show help you in your job?
100%.
So you walk in slinging some product, and they're like, wait a minute, are you the same Tommy Olsen from that stupid morning show?
I'm not kidding.
Welcome. Bridges are my favorite part of the song, too.
You're welcome.
Right.
Yeah. Nice Moana reference. Look at here.
That's right.
So if Eddie would just understand that coming on here is basically free marketing for him and you.
Exactly.
I don't understand why he doesn't know that.
Right. Exactly.
It's an investment.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So did you and Eddie watch Moana together, too?
Well, not last night.
But I mean,
we have.
In the past, yeah.
100%.
Good for you. All right, no Eddie Olsen today. No meat sauce. He's back tomorrow, but Tommy Olsen's here. AJ's back. Chris Hockey. I'm Corey Cove. Chris has a one on one with Mike Zimmer right after this on The Fan. But she only whispers up some quiet conversation. Ow.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is 5:58, and we are closing in on the end of 2017. I hope it was a good one for you, and I got a sneaking suspicion 2018 is going to be even better. T.O.'s here. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
AJ is back. That makes me happy. Corey's here.
Yeah. I know that works.
And that makes me happy, too. It's my little family outside my family. And we are all here together. Saucy's not here. He and his moves are still home in bed, I'm sure.
I did see him last night, though, and he seems to be in a pretty good mood.
Of course he is.
In general. Do we have a word on Lever? Is Lever coming in today or not?
I haven't heard a word.
I don't know.
Don't know. I think so. I can't imagine why he wouldn't. Other than the fact that, you know, he didn't want to. I mean,
right.
You know, I mean, there's that.
We don't pay him to do so.
Okay, there's that. true. All of that is true.
I don't know.
Sometimes people just forget.
That's true. Sometimes I do.
This week has been a little weird. Just the
it throws you off.
It does. Because he started on the Tuesday. I don't know. Just been a little off.
I forgot about Ellie's going away party last night.
Yeah,
I'm a giant D word.
It was mostly not emotional. No one seemed to care.
Well, I would have probably cried. So probably it was better that I wasn't there.
Right. Yeah. We did play a badass game of Scattergories.
Where was it?
Not right across the street here in the West End.
Oh, that's way too far. I couldn't have made that.
You know, it's weird. For how long? Well, we've been in this building since like 04, right? Give or take, 03 or 04.
You know, I've always wondered that. How long has it been?
Because I think we were in, you and I, as part of this show, we were in Bloomington for about 2 years.
Right.
Before we were, so something like 04.
That sounds right.
And I don't know when the West End opened, because for years, the buildings across were just abandoned garbage buildings, right? There was nothing here.
I started in 07, and it was still...
The abandoned
the
buildings.
Tennis court. And...
Okay, so I don't know how long it's been, but I barely get over there, even though it's walking distance. So I always forget there's a whole bunch of nice, you know, restaurants and stores and whatnot. I drive over yesterday and park in the ramp over on the West End side, not our building. Mm. And the parking ramp walks straight into the movie theater. So the whole skyway just smells like popcorn.
Mm.
And I'm going, why don't I go to more movies? Mm. I know this is the golden age of TV. And there's a lot
movies.
Of great things to watch at home.
It's not the same.
But man, that smell just gets you every time.
So and we good. Could like leave work, and some movies theaters have movies like at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Go straight there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Escape the madness for a while. Exactly. Get some popcorn.
There's so many movies I want to see right now, too. The Shape of Water is supposed to be spectacular.
Supposed to be great.
Disaster Artist is supposed to be spectacular.
How many times have I told you to go see Jumanji?
Probably right. three.
Did you did see it?
Hours. It's fantastic age.
Was
it's
that your, was
so
that your
good.
Birthday movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a good time.
So good.
The preview looked okay.
Well, it's better than that.
Understanding what you're walking into, obviously.
Fair.
You know, it's Jumanji with The Rock.
Hey, it's great.
And then what's the mini-me or life-size?
No.
Downsizing.
Downsize. That looks good, too.
I saw somebody on Twitter that was just tearing it apart.
Rosie. Yeah. Rosie. I don't know if you did on Twitter, but Rosie saw it last. Rosie was telling me about it last night.
Mm.
He said, "Stone cold train wreck."
Maybe it was a podcast. I don't know, but no plot. You don't know what the purpose or the premise was outside of green. What's the word I'm looking for?
Eco.
You know, save the planet kind of mentality.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
He said it legitimately derailed halfway through. Like, really? They had a plot, they had an idea, the concept was okay, and then about halfway through it just went off the rails and was just pure stupidity. He'll rip it when he's back on this show in early March.
That reminds me, speaking of derailing about halfway through, I interviewed, had a one-on-one interview with Mike Zimmer yesterday.
Oh, right on.
I did, yeah. And normally we have a Power Trip press conference, but because Corey had the runs.
Yeah, almost.
Okay. Yeah, uh-huh.
You know what's crazy about getting sick? I would have preferred that.
The runs?
Because then you get relief. It's like what right. was in your system has now purged.
It's like Billy Bob from Varsity Blues. It's the puke and rally, right? When you feel disgusting, you just want to get it out of you.
Yeah, right.
From either end, let's just get it over with, and then we can try to get a second wind. I've had almost now, not 24 hours, but 20 hours of, is this going to happen or not?
It's still in you.
It is.
It's still in you.
It is still in there, and I'm not a big fan of it because it just seems to be churning.
Yeah, me put a, I almost said epidural, but that can't be right.
No, you're thinking of an enema.
Enema, you mean enema yet?
Epidural is what you get when you are giving birth.
Yeah, right. Well, that may be the case. How long has it been?
It would help, though, because then you'd relax your muscles and let her go.
You get a stool softener.
Yeah.
Suppository.
Yeah.
I hope some of these things came up with Zimmer.
They did. Great point.
Funny enough.
And now, it's time for a Power Trip press conference.
That's right. Only this wasn't a press conference. There's no cameras. This was a one-on-one interview. And it starts a little something like this. Just me and Zim sitting in his office, windows open. It was chilly. And I asked him the following questions. Coach, first and foremost, Chris Hockey, Power Trip Morning Show. Thank you for your time. I appreciate the one-on-one conversation in your very cold office. What noise do you make when you get a cramp in your calf in the middle of the night? sounds about right. What would you say to Meat Sauce, AJ, Carly, Bonus, and Rosie about all these vacation days.
They got to get to work.
I agree.
Yeah, it's about goddamn time.
Yeah. Coach, I didn't get to see you after Christmas. I saw you before, but I didn't get to see you after Christmas. I do have a gift for you, but it's still in the Target bag. I haven't had time to wrap it up. Is that okay?
No, I'd rather have it wrapped up.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't have any. All right. You say that doing the electric slide with Coach Prefer is, like, really tough. Doesn't he just do it, like, the same every time?
He doesn't do that. He may spin to his left and come out back to his right.
Man, that would make it tough to do the electric slide if he's kind of just freelancing. Coach, how would you describe... Now, you know what? I'll get to that one in a minute. Coach, could you please describe your latest dingleberry?
You know, it's another pain in the rear end.
I understand that. If it hurts, though, it might not be a dingleberry, Coach. Coach,
it's a hemorrhoid.
How would you describe the fancy dress PA wore to Winter Park today?
I don't know that it's really anything fancy.
Well, I think it's very fancy. I think it looks great on him. Coach, also a couple more. Thank you for time again. You teach a third grade math class on Tuesdays. Little known fact. How are the kids doing?
I mean, they all count and they all add up.
Okay. Well, that's good news. I mean, I think they're probably in third grade, though. Maybe a little. I'm not saying you would. Okay, Coach? I'm not saying you would do this. But if you asked PA to tongue kiss you, do you think he would?
I would assume so.
Me too.
Yeah.
I would assume that he would. Hey, any chance this week you got time for you and I to have lunch?
Not this week, I don't believe.
All right. Hey, can you tell me, Coach, one last thing. What is one thing you know for a fact about people with red flag fetishes?
They like challenges.
That's true. I think that's all I got, Coach. Thanks.
Good. Thanks.
Yep, see you later.
Very smart play to enunciate that last question. Go slowly.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yep. Well done.
Thank you.
That was a solid, nice little exclusive.
Thank
that
you.
Was very
I appreciate
well done.
It. And you know, I had some questions I've always wanted to ask him. And I got him done.
Nobody okay. stepping on your toes.
Nobody stepped kissing. On my toes. Yep. Yes.
Tommy, you like tongue kissing?
Yeah. Obviously.
Do you like dingleberries?
No.
Isn't it gross when you see a dog with a dingleberry?
You feel bad for the dog.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
You can't really do anything.
You got to get scissors out, is what you got to do. What do you mean, ooh? You can't just let it hang.
Right, because then the dog's going to wipe its ass on your couch.
That's right. That's fair. You got to get scissors out.
Or you just don't live at home and you don't have a couch. Not your couch.
I mean, that's an option.
Yeah. Well, my couch.
Hey, I went bowling last night.
Yes! Now we're talking. Bowling rocks.
Bowling does rock.
Talk to me about it. Tell
me
about
Tommy's
your...
transitions.
I love bowling, but
we got to get a button that says a Tommy transition.
Yeah,
it's another Tommy transition.
What's worse when you're just not feeling it in bowling?
When you got the runs like Corey had?
Well, it's just I haven't bowled in about I don't know about a year. I don't remember the last time I went
rusty.
Yep. Rusty, and it's not like riding a bike.
Do you have your own ball?
No, I don't.
See, that's a problem.
What's your high game?
214.
214.
That's
nicely
bad.
Done.
Respectable. Yeah.
Respectable. What'd you bowl last night?
Like 150. Like
that's not terrible.
I know you make like two or three in a row, or like where you pick up a couple spares. You just couldn't make a run.
Yeah.
You know? And just one of the, it was just frustrating night.
Mm.
And then
use the bumpers.
No, I didn't use the bumpers. But the one thing I did, I wanted to have like fried food because you smell it all the time.
Well, you're damn right. I mean, it's when you're in the bowling alley.
I know, but then you're midweek and it's you know you're going to go off this weekend eating.
That's great.
It's
point.
The New Year's.
Great point.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, great point.
Yeah. So what'd you do?
That's why I do it.
Yeah.
So what'd you do instead?
You just
sniff the food?
Yeah, and then you go home and eat chicken and you're like, oh.
Yeah, it's not as much fun.
Yeah, and you try to eat healthy to try to look good.
No.
Yeah, and then you push it off to the weekend. The next thing you know, you indulge, you eat everything. And I don't know if you had a chance to have that puppy chow, but my mom made another batch for the weekend.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Pretty insane.
It's pretty insane.
It's very good.
Corey had to get it away from him.
I did. I had to give it away because I'm like, I'm going to eat this whole thing.
No, yes.
Right.
That good.
Yeah.
It's that good.
It's one of the more addicting foods on the planet.
I would, top five easily.
Yeah. If they sold puppy chow like that at a rest stop, not a rest stop, but like a truck stop, and I was on a long drive, I could buy five bags of it and not even know what happened to it.
Easily. Yeah.
when I got to where I was going.
It disappeared.
I could argue that this job, like the job with all this driving,
yeah,
the hardest part is not eating.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you stop into a gas station, it's heaven on earth.
It's heaven on
and
earth.
You see
Little Debbie's.
Hostesses. And then you walk down the candy aisle, and I can't do it. I
literally pretzels can't. And Doritos and just, you know, garbage pizza, you cupcakes and stuff.
Pizza you wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole unless it's spinning on a rack.
And then it just looks
Then it looks good.
And those taquitos.
That's
it's almost like it has some level of convenience.
It's very convenient.
So just be ready.
It's convenient.
You know?
It's convenient.
When I heard the news today. Winnersville, USA. The Wolves 128-125 over the Denver Nuggets in overtime, thanks to Jimmy Butler.
Interesting.
39 points, 23 of those in the fourth quarter in overtime, 12 in overtime alone. Towns fouled out in the fourth. Gibson fouled out in the first minute of overtime. Wolves now 5 straight wins. Sounds like T got hurt in the, third or fourth quarter? Got a knee problem, I guess. So that's not good. But the Wolves are up to 22-13, fourth place in the Western Conference. They're at the Bucks and the Greek Freak tonight.
You got that right, Sheriff.
potentially concerning knee injury, too, I think.
Yeah.
But
I guess that's not good.
We're fourth place in the West.
Fourth in the West.
Who's ahead of us, do you know?
Golden State, Houston, and San Antonio. I'm pretty sure those are
probably,
the three.
Yeah.
We're ahead of OKC.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we're pretty good.
A train wreck right now.
I think they're fifth. I think they've won 5 or 6 straight. I think they're heating up.
So if the season ended today, we'd be at home for the playoffs?
We'd have a home playoff series, yes. Home court advantage. The Wild won 4-2 over the Stars. Goals by Granlund is 8th, Spurgeon's 4th, Stahl's 15th, and Zucker's 15th.
Golly.
We know that guy.
So what's 15 times 16? Don't even do it if you're going to ask me.
Sauce, go for it.
Sauce. Hey, Sauce. He's having a bad dream as of right now. Doesn't know why.
Just kidding him.
Yeah. Cold sweat. Does anybody else know for real? Because I don't. I'm not kidding.
So here's the trick, right? Here's a little math trick for you. Just do 15 times 10.
Yeah.
Which is?
150.
Right. Now do it 6 more times. 15 times 6.
30, 30, and 30, 90.
Now add the two together.
240.
Boom!
Bam. So I owe $240? Damn, you're a math wizard.
Wizard.
Y'all wizard, Harry.
And we're like halfway through the year. So again, there's a chance because Zucker's having a big year that we donate close to $500 apiece here.
Right.
Give or take. We got to start cheering for injury. We got to hope he gets hurt.
Tell you what's on my mind. It's but cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer.
What is that?
Oh, you've never seen that movie, I bet, have you?
Grumpy old man,
yeah.
No.
Oh, man, that old dude. Oh, he's so good. It's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer.
And it pains me to say I've never seen it, because I'm telling you, that movie was a giant deal in Chisago Lakes, because there was a couple of scenes filmed Center City.
Wow.
Which is, you know, you could throw a rock from Chisago and Lindstrom to Center City. So there was, I think the church scene was filmed in Center City, and maybe one more. So that film was a big deal to our community, and I've never seen it.
The whole movie's really good, but the end, when he just goes crazy, like a blooper reel, it's just fall over funny. It's so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's really good. I'm going to play it again for you. You ready?
I'll tell you what's on my mind. It's butt cold out here. And I'm fresh out of beer.
Pretty good. Hey, check this one out. The Tampa Bay Police Department, by the way, this is according to ESPN, is currently investigating an incident with a vehicle registered to Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver DeSean Jackson.
Uh-oh.
He goes full-blown Austin Powers on this. Tell me if you guys believe this or not.
Oh, my.
At approximately 8:28 p.m., officers responded to a single vehicle crash near International Mall in Tampa, 3 miles from the Buccaneers team facility, according to the police report.
Convenient.
They found an abandoned Chevy Silverado that had left the roadway and crashed into a tree. Inside the vehicle, police found 6.3 grams of marijuana and two .38 caliber hollow point bullets.
Oh, no. Oh.
Possession of 20 grams or less of marijuana is a misdemeanor in the state of Florida and is subject to a maximum fine of $1,000 and a year in jail. So DeSean Jackson contacted by authorities and later responded to the scene. telling police that he was not operating the vehicle at the time of the crash. He said it was a friend of his.
How did this get in here? Somebody's playing a prank on me. Honestly, it's not mine.
According to a spokesperson for Deshaun Jackson, quote, it was a friend of Deshaun's who borrowed his car while he was out of town without his knowledge. None of what was in the car was his, obviously. He's dealing with the person that was using it without his knowledge privately. The incident is being handled.
How did this get in here? Somebody's playing a prank on me. Honestly, it's not mine.
According to an NFL.com report, Deshaun Jackson initially declined to cooperate because he didn't want to out his friend. He wanted, it was a friend of mine. Which one? I don't want to tell you. I don't want to say. Tampa police said the vehicle was impounded as of Wednesday evening. No arrests have been made. It's still unclear to police who was driving the vehicle at the time of the crash.
If he was supposedly out of town, that should be relatively easy
proof. Yeah,
proof.
Right.
Receipts from a gas station in Pensacola, whatever.
In Florida, fleeing the scene of an accident in which there was only property damage is a second degree misdemeanor with penalties up to 60 days in jail and a $500 fine.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Aren't they practicing?
You'd think.
Right.
You know,
would he just not be there?
Week. He was out of town.
How did this get in here?
Have you watched that recently?
It's the first two are still terrific. The third one sucks, but the first two are just A+.
Uh-huh.
And I love Heather Graham. And you love Elizabeth Hurley.
Oh, I love them both. I think I love Hurley even more.
Yeah.
I follow her on the Twitter machine.
Hurley's number one.
Yeah.
Heather Graham's number two.
I would agree. I'd put them in that order. Yep.
I don't know which one's which. Spy Who Shagged Me is which one?
That's the number two. That's International Man of Mystery. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Heather Graham is in the second one. That's the one you're thinking of. Felicity Shagwell was her character name.
I like the second one better.
A lot of us that grew up in the 90s or were adults in the 90s or early 2000s remember her as Roller Girl from Boogie Nights. Even more so. You might want to look into that movie.
Boogie Nights?
I just called you Paul.
Yeah, she's also she's also the woman that the dentist marries in The Hangover.
Yes. The stripper.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, 100%. That's her.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. She's Roller Girl. Okay. The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Join The Fan along with Paul Allen and Paul Charchi and for a Friday football feast at Buffalo Wild Wings Lakeville this Friday, December 29th. More details, KFAN.com, keyword events.
Thank you, AJ. Adam Thielen on beating Chicago earlier this season.
You know, it was that stretch that we talk about that was every game seemed like a bigger game. You know, it was a really big part of the season that every win we needed and to kind of get us to the point we're at right now. So, it was a great win. It's not easy to win at Soldier Field as we found out over the past few years. So, you know, anytime you can go in there and get a win, it was big. So, and this one's a big game as well. It's pretty much a playoff game for us.
There you go, Adam Thielen, ladies and gentlemen. This portion of the Power Trip brought to you by Brad, Sean, Brian. T.O. is here, as is Corey Cove and A.J. Mansour. T.O., your initial thoughts on this jammer? Yeah, okay. All right.
That is the correct answer.
Right? I mean, what is it? I don't know. Okay. Who is it?
All right. This would be Enough's Enough.
By?
No, that's the name of the band.
Oh. Okay.
The song's called New Thing.
Yep. Never heard of the band.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we try to expose you to new music, we're not all on board.
Okay.
That was definitely just a Chris present to you.
Okay.
That was not from the entire Power Trip Morning Show. That was just from Chris.
I'm just feeling you out. You know, I'm just feeling you out.
All right. Cool.
Do you know this? Does that do anything for you just immediately? Does that hit you in the right spot?
I've heard it before. Doesn't hit me in the right spot, per se.
Okay. What about something like this? Tell me if this is more your speed.
No.
Nope.
Okay. No.
All right, good. Okay. Mm-mm. Okay. All right. Just checking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just checking with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I wonder who we could really introduce it, Tommy to next that would legitimately blow him away like Rage did.
Yeah.
We got to find somebody else like that. Mm. Not necessarily like Rage, just... that will blow you away like Rage did.
And Royal Blood.
And Royal Blood, right.
And the Eagles.
Just stick with the R's, I guess.
The Eagles really got you.
Eagles and Fleetwood Mac were great.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He liked them a lot.
It's good.
Had a good time.
Do you know who else? Luke Combs is really good. You told me about him, too.
I like Luke Combs. Good. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. I like Luke. Good guy.
Yeah, so any country, that'd be good.
I'm going to guess Corey's going to tell us to do that on our own time.
Yeah.
Yeah, just wait till I have the week off again. You guys could have crushed that last week.
We did. We crushed a lot of stuff last week.
We did.
We were crushing.
Well, is there anyone like Bruce or like Cougar Mellencamp or Seeger that I don't think I would know about or not really?
Wouldn't it be cool to name a band Cougar Mellencamp?
Yeah. Well, hey, didn't he like bounce around without Cougar for a while?
Oh, well, yeah. He was John Cougar, and then he was John Cougar Mellencamp, and now he's just John Mellencamp.
Now he's just the Cougs.
He's got an identity crisis going on here. He doesn't know who he wants to be.
Yeah, they do.
He was Diddy before Diddy was Diddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Cougar his actual middle name?
No.
Because otherwise, that would be a badass middle name.
No, that would be sick.
Tommy Cougar Olson.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you know Mikey, who I talk about time to time?
Sure.
His middle name is?
No, his sister's son, middle name is Danger.
Come on.
How sick is that? Not kidding.
So the kid can legitimately say Danger is my middle name.
Right.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Wow. What's his first name?
Bronson.
Mm-hmm. Scared Bronson. Of.
How cool is that?
That's a pretty cool name.
Isn't that sick?
That's cool. That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Danger is my middle
name. Oh, this is going to be an interesting one. I wonder. T.O., do you know who this is?
Wait for it.
I'm guessing the answer is no.
You don't know who this is?
Nope, I've heard it before.
Wait, and you might.
I don't think he does. Do you like it? Does it hit you in the right spot?
It's not bad. It's pretty good.
Feel like you're back in the weight room?
You're right, yeah. You can live to this.
I forgot how long I had to wait. It's worth it.
Hey, oh, I've heard this before. What is this?
I love Tommy.
Okay, who is this? Who is this?
Oh, well, it's the same band that sings this.
Oh, it's Metallica, right?
That's right!
Yeah,
that's my boy!
Yeah. I know this song. This song,
dude,
bangs.
Chris just had a proud dad moment.
Yeah, right? I did. That's my boy.
So you can lift to this song. This used to be a football song. Hey, I got a good idea. How about over this New Year break, right?
Yeah.
I got a little time.
Yeah.
I introduce you guys to some songs.
Oh,
next
week. God. I don't care about Freddie Watt.
No.
But you know what?
Year,
we got to keep an open mind.
Songs, right?
We got to keep an open mind.
2018. Bring on 2018 with some new songs.
You know, I think
new bangers. There'll be some old school stuff in there, too, that I'm into.
You know what? I think that it's something we owe him because he's had
Thank
such
you.
An open mind.
Thank you.
And I am more than willing to do that if these boys aren't. Are.
Should we do 10 songs or should we do 10 artists?
Oh, boy.
Do songs.
Too many?
Do songs.
10 songs.
Do one day, because we've done this before, where it's like Tommy Bumper Music Day.
Oh, and I just get to pick every...
That's a good idea.
That would be so... Yeah, let's do that.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
He's literally bouncing on
his
chair.
Oh, my God. I'm so in.
Good. All right, done.
All right, so you'll pick the... maybe even... How about next Thursday?
Okay, yeah. Can I send it over, like, Wednesday? So we
sure,
have
you pick the...
Up?
I'll make sure we got him. And we need lack of cursing.
Edited. That's some pressure.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
But then we're going to need... Your permission to be 100% honest with you.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
All right,
Oh, that'll be great. There doesn't need to be like a theme or anything, right? Like it can go
in country,
like R&B.
No.
Okay, cool.
And Metallica shreds.
So they have other songs other than like Sandman.
Oh, yeah.
Sandman's their biggest banger, though, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
When this kicks in right here,
for sure.
My goodness sakes. It's like,
I don't know if I know this one.
It's like you're standing looking down the train tracks, like beside them, and you're looking in the wrong direction. You don't know there's a train coming, like behind you, and you're safe and everything, but still, when it blows by you, it kind of freaks you out.
I could, yeah.
You jump a little bit, you know what I mean?
Good description.
Black Album's the best. I don't care what old school Metallica fans say. It's the best. We haven't even played Wherever I May Roam yet.
That, I know, that, I know.
They've been around for a while.
Check this out, check this out, check this out, check this out. When he starts singing right here, watch, 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 watch. That's so good. So good.
Great.
Try this one, Tommers.
Okay.
And please don't belly dance.
That's a weird start.
I'm gonna disagree with him. Go ahead and belly dance.
Yeah, belly dance till it kicks in.
This band just feels loud, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's too loud, you're too old.
This is a weird start, boy.
Yeah. They're lulling you to sleep. Wait for it.
And it hurts and it feels good.
It is just loud. It just
you're kind of on the fence on Metallica, though, it seems
like. I can see
like.
That he's fencing it up.
Yeah, you're fencing it.
Yeah, you're fence-posting.
I don't know.
Those were mostly Black Album shredders. They may have all been from the Black Album there. And you seem
every
lukewarm.
One of those were, yeah.
I'm just, I just, uh-oh. I'm just not big on them.
Okay.
Well,
so much for your Fetty Wap set list next Thursday.
You like this one? Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which
I desire. Boom. This isn't Metallica. Is it?
Sure.
Well, of course.
Was it like a thing back in the day to just like hit? Like they didn't sound all the same. You know what I mean? Nowadays it seems like you sound the same.
Yeah, but that's a very that's an astute point.
Oh, thank you.
I would agree with you.
Uh-huh. Turn on see, that sounds like it to them. Going there. It sounds like Metallica to me.
Yeah, right.
But they don't do that in every song, do they?
No, not pretty much.
I'll give them a good shot today.
You know, you're going to need to be lifting weights.
Okay, I'll wait for
you know what I mean?
I'll wait for tonight then.
Yeah, or punching some bad guys.
Yeah, punch a bad guy maybe. Like, you could be like...
Just crime fighting, just kicking some ass.
Yeah. Right, are you gonna go? Are you doing any crime fighting today?
No, nope, probably not.
Mm-hmm. Not on the agenda.
Just slinging some product.
If you see a crime and you're thinking about stopping it, ask the guy to hang on for a second and put on some Metallica first.
Will do.
Okay, you know what? Good point. Tom West zeroed in on a song that he believes you will love.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's in the system.
Metallica?
Yeah.
Okay. They have a lot of songs, huh?
Yeah. Oh.
They're kind of a big deal. Hall of Fame here. They're kind of a gigantic deal.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to be so disappointed. I don't have that song in the system, T. West.
Bigger or smaller than AC/DC? Or comparable?
Comparable.
Smaller. Are they really?
I'd say smaller, but comparable.
Yeah. Really? When were they?
When Metallica was big late 80s through the 90s. And they're still a big deal now, but peak was Black Album, right?
Yeah,
I'd
say.
They were before Luke Bryan at...
Oh my God!
U.S. Bank Stadium. Right?
I think Luke Bryan was first, and I think Metallica was right afterwards. Right?
Yeah, it was that weekend.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. You know what? I'm gonna take a chance here. I'm gonna go way back. Okay. I'm gonna go way. Okay. You know what? Good point. Good point, T. West. Hold on. Okay. Here's one. This is legitimate old school Metallica.
This is like Mike's game.
Yeah.
When do they play this?
Right before somebody
dies.
Right before
they come out, right?
Yeah.
camera goes into the locker room shot. Live in the locker room.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, litter box is here.
A very angry litter box.
Yeah, this
somebody better clean that litter box.
This is good.
Yeah. Do you hear that? By the way, that dee 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 dee. That's a bass guitar.
Really?
What?
Yeah. The guy who's playing bass on this song right now, he died in a bus crash.
Jeez, that's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
He was maybe like the best bass player ever.
We'll do wild news and what really matters right after this. This is really good.
Yeah, you like old school Metallica.
I like this a lot better.
All right, okay, good. All right, we'll play more old school for you when we come back.
It sounds AC.
I'm sorry?
Sounded AC/DC-ish.
Hmm.
To me.
Yeah.
I think the bell's in it.
Okay, all right, good. Yeah. We'll play some more when we come right back after this.
It's time for Wild News on the Power Trip.
One of the Johnny's go!
Brought to you by Amana Heating and Air Conditioning.
Hey, they won 4-2 over the Dallas Stars. Goals by Granlund, Spurgeon, Stahl, and an empty netter by Zucker. They got it done. 24 saves for Alex Stalock. The Wild outshot Dallas 31-26. Wild 1-for-3 on the power play. Dallas 1-for-4. Zach Parise heading to Iowa for an AHL rehab game. Sounds like he's very close to returning. Bruce Boudreau's 800th career game coaching last night.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Wild host Nashville tomorrow night, then they go to Nashville on Saturday night. Little home and home. There's your wild news.
That was it.
They won.
We scored.
Yeah. This is old school Metallica, T.O.
Yeah, I've heard this one, too. This one's good.
Oh, hi, Mark.
You are an old school Metallica fan.
I think I'm just more familiar with them.
You need to look down upon Corey Cove.
No, it's all about the Black Album.
Is that the new one?
Not even close to new.
Okay.
It came out in, what, 95
years old.
94, I believe? 92?
I think even, 92 or 93.
91? Yeah.
That's when I was born.
Yep, me neither. Not me.
All right, let's try this song.
And now it's time for What Really Matters. Brought to you by LubeAuto.com.
Well, I'm just growing to love it because I hear it every day.
You think that shreds a little bit?
It does shred.
It's the Beatles of rap rock.
Oh.
All Corey's bands are either 311 or Royal Blood, basically.
Or every, opener?
Maybe. For the most part.
Really?
Maybe some Pendulum in there once in a while. But yeah, basically.
Yeah, why not? It's your favorite.
Yeah, why not? I read scores and stats around the world of sports, and then in between, Chris Hockey changes your life with something else.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Super interesting bit. The Vikes and Bears, Sunday at noon, right here on The Fan. The Vikings are 11.5-point favorites. Now they're minus 700 in Vegas. Bears plus 500, over under 39.5. What really matters is this.
Man, I got news for you guys. I got news. I don't know if it matters to you, but it matters to me. So last night, I'm sitting on my couch, as I want to do. You know, looking around, thinking, wondering. And I look on the old Facebook machine, which I don't do very often anymore. And there's a message, a friend request from the bass player of Rise.
No.
Yes.
R-Y-Z.
That's right, yeah.
When's the last time you talked to him? Assuming it's him.
Yeah, no, it's him, John. I legitimately haven't spoken to John since I left California, which would have been 1992.
Wow.
Listen to that guy sing. He's got terrible hair. His clothes are too tight. He hasn't showered in a very long time. And he's got nowhere to live.
Do you know this song, Tommy?
And I'm not just saying this because I know, but if you would have played this with the Metallica thing, I would have easily said, yeah, okay, another Metallica song.
You just made me pee a little in my pants.
I'm not joking.
And it makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Rise. Listen to the echo right here. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, hold on. You ready? Right here, hold on. That's right. China symbol right there. John, I won't say his last name, but I don't think he minds. I said, hey, buddy, how you doing? He says, yeah, I started playing again. When you were here, I was having a hard time with the substance abuse. I went to prison for a while. But I came out, and I've been clean for 15 years, and I'm playing music again.
So the prison term was drug related?
Yeah. How about that? I never
he was in
knew.
The clink, man.
I never knew he had a problem.
To the slammer.
He's been clean for 15 years, man. Good for you, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonder how long he was in jail.
I don't know.
It's kind of badass.
Is it?
Chris, I mean, for other people, I have no interest.
Chris, this isn't bad.
Thank you very much.
This is really good. I mean, I would literally compare it to, yeah, Metallica.
I honestly am. I'm.
Thank you for your honesty.
I loved you before you said that.
Yeah.
Loving you now even more.
People are saying we should introduce Tommy to Pantera and Korn.
Ooh.
You've had Korn before, haven't you?
Backwards K Korn?
Yeah.
Try this on for size, Tommers. Oh, I've heard this song.
Bow, bow.
Yeah, I know what they're going to say.
Oh, you heard it.
Yeah.
your face you made when you said that looked like you were going to throw up.
That's what they do.
I'd be careful.
I'm gonna be honest. This sounds like Rise to me. There's the wrong song. Do you know what song I'm talking about?
Disturbed,
yeah, I think you
maybe?
Were talking about Godsmack.
Rick goes, I don't know.
Feed me?
No, he's talking about Respect.
Is that Little Shop of Horrors?
No, you were right. You're thinking about Respect. Yeah, he was playing the Rise. You just hadn't gotten to that part yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
This is my Pantera jam. This is a song called This Love. It's one of those Rocos, you know?
Love Rocos.
Yeah, it's a little romantic comedy called This Love. Dimebag Daryl.
Rest
Phil
in
Anselmo.
Peace.
Just, they have a love for each other and a love to rock.
When was Pantera big?
90s. Early 90s.
They're still big.
Okay.
No, they were huge in the early 90s.
Man, when this chorus kicks in, all I wanted to do when I was about 13 years old was punch somebody in the face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It seems
pretty
chill right now.
Yeah, it's pretty chill right now. But be careful. Because, you know.
Have you ever kicked somebody in the face, Tom?
Never.
Like, not even like on the playground where you're just like, you suck, I don't like you, and boom, right
on
in the face?
Playground?
I punch people, but not.
Okay.
Have you been in a fight before?
This chorus is going to make you want to kick somebody in the face.
In the face?
Even a friend. Just to feel what it feels like.
No, don't do that.
Like what somebody's nose breaking over your foot feels like.
No.
You're barefoot like Jean-Claude Van Damme in this scenario.
I've been on the other side of that. Don't do that.
Get your foot ready, Tom. Kick somebody. You kick this love.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere.
You
just started screaming.
I know, man. You, dude, your nose is bleeding. Yeah, right?
You should have seen his face.
Yeah, he just lit up like, whoa, what's happening?
I changed my mind. This idea we had for a podcast might have to be a video podcast.
We're going to have to stream it. Sure, put it on Twitch.
Oh, my gosh.
He'll make a fortune.
We are definitely doing the podcast. Yeah. We are definitely doing it.
There has to be some sort of video element.
We're definitely doing it.
The look you just gave.
That came out of nowhere.
It did.
Yeah. I think you're learning that sometimes songs intentionally build.
Right.
And it's not just that it doesn't have to be the same thing for 3 minutes. Sometimes they're intentionally lulling you to sleep and then hitting you in the face with this.
Yeah, you can hear the tension build, right? Now wait, and now it's really going to build. He's got a little pre-chorus here.
Yeah, you're a little scared right now.
Yeah, man.
If you were alone and it was like dark, you could get scared to this song.
Or kick somebody's face.
God, this is good.
So good.
I love Pantera.
Yeah, if you're going for like a Daryl. Max clean or something, like a max squat. And you had, like, the lights off in the weight room, and then, like, they turned on all at once to that.
That's badass for somebody like you, or in my case, like, this is just pre-nap, right? And you're like, yeah!
Listen.
Yeah, this gets you right. Yeah, I like this.
You're my favorite. This is my favorite.
I've never heard any of this. This is good. Do they all sound like this?
Yes.
Most of Pantera sounds like this, yeah.
Oh, God.
They're heavy,
I'm so glad you're like, hold on.
Super heavy.
Hold on, I'm gonna play more. Are you ready for this? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Now this is, you've got four 45-pound plates.
Okay.
Two on each side.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do max reps.
Okay. Here we go.
Your big brother's looking at you like you're a giant P-word. You ready?
Yeah. You like it did for this love.
Nah, it's not.
You seem to be bored with this one.
This one, do you know how you guys say bridges change everything?
Like, yeah.
Sure.
It seemed like it bridged six different times.
Yeah. Yeah. There's bridges everywhere.
In the opening bit, yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't make a lot of sense, but I know what you mean.
Confusing.
Tommy, we have so much to teach you.
I'm so excited to do it, too.
Chris, what else do we have in the 7 o'clock hour? Or AJ, or anybody that wants to do this bit? Go for it, AJ.
I'm completely thrown off. It's Thursday. Do we think maybe Ben Lieber is going to come in? 7 o'clock?
I don't know.
We'll find out. We'll get to Vikings news at 7:40.
Lindsey's coming in.
Lindsey Young's going to come in to do Vikings news with us as well.
Yeah.
That's your Lexus lineup brought to you by Lexus of Maplewood and Lexus of Wayzata.
How about we do more What Really Matters after this, because we got to one thing. Sound good? Power trip back after this in the van.
How about that, Gio?
These guys are hard.
Yeah, that's right. They're hard.
Fan.
I'm trying to think of what I should expose him to next.
Not in here, so don't waste anything.
Okay.
Here, let me get a vibe real quick.
You get a vibe then. I'll keep thinking.
All right, come out to Muddy Cow in Coon Rapids tonight, Wednesday, December 27th, to play bubble hockey with Tennessee and Jordan Leopold from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Details, KFA.com, keyword events.
How
presented
long are you going to talk?
Good point.
By Michelob Golden Draft.
Hey, Ben Lieber.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, guys. Let me turn my mic on.
You're gonna get...
How's it going?
How's it going?
Oh, it's great.
Good, just out of curiosity, good. Do you enjoy listening to Tommy discover music as much as we do?
Yes, but I'm in the same boat as him.
Oh.
A lot of it sort of is... trying to be respectful here.
No, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
Just noise.
Just,
yeah. Like the one song you just played where you said you want to punch somebody in the face. I never would have gotten to the chorus because it would have been like boring. Turn,
right?
Turn.
But then you get to the chorus, and
I would say, yeah, this is like cool neo-Nazi music. All right.
Woo. Oh, wow. I mean, that's aggressive. I'm kidding.
It's that part actually kind of saved the song.
Sure.
And then I'm like, okay, that's tolerable. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I would agree with you that I am quick to judge some certain songs, but that one particular really surprised me.
Well, I think, and maybe our program directors around this building would attest, but Chris, you know this. Isn't it something like within 7 seconds, you know whether or not you're going to like a song? Like the average person, something like seven or eight seconds, your brain basically is like in or out.
Right.
So if you are willing to wait for a minute and a half for this love to kick in, that just means you're the kind of person that wants to let it play out more than, oh, this song sucks, change the channel. But almost all of us are like that.
Yeah.
Gotta you guys,
something's got to hit you pretty
quickly.
Have
you not said, like, wait for it? Like, just wait. Then I would have been like, no, I'm not waiting.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does, yeah.
But I dig all the Metallica. I would say probably half of it, but not all of it.
Sure.
That's decent, yeah, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I mean, probably more so than Tommy, I guess, because it's fair. A little bit more our generation, my generation.
When you're driving, let's say, right, what would you just turn on in your car?
Probably more like alt rock music.
Okay.
Now? Yeah.
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 Alt rock is.
What is that? 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 21 Pilots. That's your guys' thing.
Yeah, they're going to be Super Bowl halftime this year.
They're not.
Somehow,
no, Justin Timberlake.
Ben and I are convinced that's going to be the case. Hmm. Timberlake's going to back out at the last second. 21 Pilots are going to swoop in and just rock the joint. That's our prediction.
Hey, that was a stereo weird thing. So yeah, that was one ear to the other. Right, Chris?
Absolutely.
You
right.
taught me that.
Absolutely right. That's right. Pretty neat, isn't it?
It is cool.
Yeah. Turn
away. What? If you could get me. What is this?
Do you like it? Of water, cause my lips
are chapped and faded. Call my. It seems modern.
It is. This is 21 Pilots. Yep.
I thought it was going to be like some hard rock after nowhere.
Is this a new song?
Yeah.
I haven't heard this one.
I don't think
I've even heard this song.
Oh, really? Well, how about this then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This song bangs.
It's a jammer.
This is their number one hit, isn't it?
They've had like five. So.
I guess if you listen to a lot, probably popularity-wise. I
just want to stay stressed out.
Stressed out,
my dear. Yeah.
They could do a half, because they have like Heathens 5-6 huge songs.
That's all you need. You need about 5.
You guys got a good argument. I would listen to your argument.
Yeah. They're growing on me. It's really growing. Yeah.
See? Within like 7 seconds, you're in.
Yeah. Right. You just got to get a webcam and just aim it right at Tommy's face.
It has to be a still shot. That's all it has to be.
The best moment of the day is the chorus of This Love when Tommy's jaw dropped
and his eyebrows went up.
Whoa! Like he was getting tickled by PA for the first time.
It was the equivalent of like the one of the biggest, you know, most climactic scenes in a movie where you just like
didn't see
Luke, I am your father kind of a moment where it's like, what?
Yeah. Or like when Paul meets Os Lambert opened up his Nintendo 64 at Christmas. What? Anyway. Ben, thanks for the Chex Mix as well.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks. No problem.
Now, what's in there? Fair to assume that Abby made it, or you whipped this up?
Very fair to assume that Abby made it.
Yeah.
I bought the mix at the store.
Hey, I've been there.
Yeah, you know, sure. So
you were involved.
I was involved, yeah.
So you know how people, when they realize my psychosis with food,
mm-hmm.
and then once in a while there'll be a food that pops up and people are like, I would have never guessed that you would have eaten that because you're such a freak with everything else. The one thing that I do with Chex Mix that my wife hates because she thinks it stinks up the whole house, and I don't know why I do this because it does seem very unlike me. I like putting Worcestershire sauce on Chex Mix, throwing it in the microwave for like a minute. It's
the best.
How in the hell did you think of that?
I don't know.
Well, because
that's one of the main ingredients in it.
Right. But still, but I'm talking that is like way far away from your
correct
anything. You, not, condiments are
I would never do
otherworldly.
But I've been doing
you.
It my entire life. It's the best.
Wow.
But having it be like kind of soggy and like piping hot. Wow. It's
that
awesome.
Is, that is really weird.
It hear. Is super weird, but it's incredible. And she hates it. As soon as I start
soggy?
Even, she goes, are you seriously doing that right now? I'm like, what's wrong with this? She goes, you're going to stink up the whole house. I go, everything you guys make stink up the whole house for me. You can put up with this once every 3 months for 2 hours.
That's not how it works, Cor.
I know.
Nope.
I would actually like to try that.
It's really good.
What is it? What does Worcestershire taste like?
It's hard to say, even, right? Yeah. I don't even know how to pronounce it correctly. Right.
It's kind of like soy saucy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
A little more sour than that.
Isn't that what makes the Bloody Mary taste good?
Yes.
Don't know.
Some
I'm
going to
go with take your word for it.
Yeah. That would be Tabasco.
My grandpa on my mom's side, I think, lived to be about 100. And towards the end of his life, they basically said, what's the key to longevity? Why'd you live to be almost 100? Apparently, he took a shot of Worcestershire sauce every day. Just a shot of it.
A shot of it?
A shot of it.
That's a lot.
That's disgusting.
Hmm.
That is disgusting.
Man.
Now, I doubt that has any
really is
evidence.
In it?
I don't know. It's not good.
I, whenever I make cheeseburgers out of hand, I use Worcestershire.
Yeah, man, that's the way to go. That's the jam right there, man.
Sure.
My wife makes these cheeseburgers with Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah.
It's so
like
good.
Worcestershire.
Yeah. I'm telling you, throw the whole, just cake it on a bowl of this.
I love cake.
Throw it into the microwave for like 60 seconds.
Barley malt vinegar, spirit vinegar, molasses, sugar, salt, anchovies, tamarind extract, onions.
Right. Everything you're saying are things I would never, ever eat.
Goodness.
That sounds disgusting.
Court.
Garlic spice.
Which eggnog is just, I don't get eggnog.
Christmas shake.
Yeah.
Hideous.
Which he might be onto something, because everybody drinks like apple cider vinegar now because of its health benefits.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, my wife just started doing that too.
That's cool.
I don't understand it.
Yeah. You really got to dilute it. It's super strong.
You mix it with like LaCroix or something?
Steve LaCroix?
Mm-hmm. Like with extra fizz?
Ooh. It just dilutes it.
Old Bay takes a shot of it too. I don't know.
Old Navy?
It's a girl thing.
It might be a girl thing.
Oh.
Chicks, man.
Chicks.
All right, you want to keep doing what really matters so you guys can comment on some garbage? The Wild won 4-2 over the Stars. Granlund, Spurgeon, Stahl, and Zucker with goals. Stahl and Zucker both up to 15 now on the year. They have a home-and-home against Nashville starting tomorrow night at the XL Energy Center. Heard right here on The Fan. What really matters, Ben, is this.
That's a great point. Unprepared.
See, I want to eat the rest of the bag of this, but I'd rather just save it and bring it home and throw Worcestershire sauce all over it.
Yeah. Well, you could stop on the way home and get some more.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be Ben's mix. You know, Ben bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Abby did it. I can't blame him. Your turn.
Okay. On this date, which is December 28th, in 1832... the Vice President of the United States resigned. His name was John C. Calhoun. He just didn't agree with some things Andrew Jackson was doing, so he quit.
Anybody want to take this one?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, no? go for it.
Please, we don't
Everybody
understand
knows.
What you're saying.
Everybody gets the bit.
What's the bit? I don't know. What kind of bit?
I don't want to get political. It's the new year.
It's not yet.
It's technically not. It's the old year.
Finish strong.
These are really good. Gluten free, you said too?
Yeah, the pretzels are gluten free.
I love gluten.
Yeah, gluten.
I love lamb.
How come everything that sucks for you is just the best, right?
Oh, I know. Obviously.
Could you imagine that? Like a world where pizza is good for you?
Oh, yeah, I can. I'm telling you, they're close to inventing a pill where you can eat whatever the hell you want.
Did you see, God dang it, I didn't read the whole article. Did you see that story? I think Chloe retweeted it last night. That they have, scientists now have come up with a way to regrow teeth and have cavities basically fix themselves. Like, we're going to have self-fixing teeth, essentially, now because of some bit. God, science is incredible.
That's sweet. It's
you know, cool. I saw the same thing, and I did not read it. And I probably should have.
But even the headline made me crap my pants.
I know.
We're going to do what now? We're going to have basically, we're going to regrow teeth? What are we, great white sharks?
Just rows and rows of teeth?
Yeah, nine rows of
razor sharp teeth.
Have you guys ever had cavities?
What?
You guys are talking about teeth.
Sure. No, it's a solid transition.
You brought up cavities.
Yeah, we've had cavities. I've had a cavity.
No, I'm missing two teeth because of them.
Oh, you really?
Getting one replaced right now.
I've flossed.
Don't do it yet.
You guys floss? Okay, so
probably not as much as I should.
Yeah, I'm telling you, pro tip here: keep it in your car because when you're bored driving, you're like, let's just throw some floss. I'm telling you, it kills time.
What you just said.
Are you driving with
those
your
little
knee?
Pick? Yeah, what are you driving with if you're flossing? Yeah.
The little handheld pick thing.
Yeah, because you get the old. Yeah,
but before I said that, you use two hands.
You're flossing with two hands driving.
I'm driving with the knee. Yeah.
And my guess is you're looking in the mirror while you're flossing.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we don't have to critique my driving. I just wanted to give you guys a little...
The coroner's is going to be like, his anus is outside his body, but his teeth are great.
Right. Okay, never mind.
No, I feel you, man.
But
those picks are good.
Yeah, but if you want to do the one-hand one, so you can still...
Look, keep your hand on the wheel.
He goes, if you want to.
Yeah. If you want to drive safely. Yeah.
Or you're at a stoplight. Sitting in traffic. I get you, baby. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, and the guy next to you gets out of his car.
Yeah.
Hey. Private story.
Pro tip, two-hand floss while you're driving. That's the advice we learned this morning from Tommy Olson.
Pro tip for you.
Yeah, I'll probably stop.
All right. Next Thursday, T.O. is going to introduce us to some of his music. Very excited.
Hey, should I text you guys my list so that Wednesday night?
Yeah, we just have Wednesday night.
Make sure to get them to Chris, obviously.
Yeah, do it. Right.
If they're not in the system, they're all in the system.
Oh, yeah. That's a big weekend. That's a lot of pressure.
It's big.
A lot of pressure.
Don't be stressed out.
See what you did there.
Still not too late for Timberlake to just add 21 Pilots.
Well, I don't know why he wouldn't. It only boosts his brand.
And these guys are from Minnesota?
Absolutely not.
No, they're from Ohio.
Yeah, they're Ohio dudes.
I thought that was like the twist on these guys.
No, no twist. It's just two dudes.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Pretty good.
Hey, the thing on that dude's neck, that's not a permanent tattoo, right?
No, he just draws it on. Yeah, it's Sharpie.
Well, that's not...
On his hands and his neck.
Mm. Well, that's like... That's, you gotta be dedicated, man.
Yeah,
like, I read what it was. I think it was like a depression thing, right?
I haven't read that.
Is that right?
We looked it up once, and it has something to do with either depression or anxiety. Yeah.
I'm no kidding. I did not know that. I'll look that up.
Tommy, one more segment out of you, right?
Yeah, what time is it?
7:15.
Yep.
One more. Ben Lieber is here. Mark Rosen is not here at 8 o'clock, but we will play before and after at 8:40. Potentially for the final time. We'll talk about that some other time. This is the Power Trip Morning Show right after this on The Fan. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it, try to sell it.
Good morning, everybody. The Wild won 4-2 over the Stars. Another $16 for Jason Zucker.
The old Give 16 campaign. He did score last night. Final minute of the game, an empty netter. We'll take it.
Absolutely.
His 15th of the year for Jason Zucker, tied with Eric Staal, who also had his 15th last night.
Hmm.
You heard it right here on The Fan. I don't know what else you were doing. Ben, you seen any good movies lately? Take the kiddos anything yet?
No, we were just talking about through this long break that I'm sure a lot of parents are trying to figure out. Well, my one son has seen Coco already,
and
the other two have. He loved it.
Yeah.
So we could maybe go back to that, but I really haven't investigated a lot to see what's out there for kids. So no, I mean, is there anything?
Coco and Ferdinand are your two options.
Oh, Ferdinand,
right,
that's right. They really want to see that.
There's a Paddington coming out.
Yep, they watched the first one again last night because they love it.
It's on Netflix, right?
Well, they loved it so much we just downloaded it whenever it came out. So.
Sure.
So yeah, they're excited for that one too.
We saw a screening of it. Mac actually, at 3 years old, sat through it, so captured the attention.
Yeah,
Abby thought it was charming.
Yeah, my Abby loves it too. She thinks it's a great movie. I'm kind of,
yeah.
Of kids' movies, I don't know.
And it was probably Mac's first live action kids movie, if you will.
Yeah,
not a cartoon animated bit. Even though the bear is animated.
So yeah, we got to do that one of these nights when we're just kind of struggling to find something to do. Yeah, we'll do that. Ferdinand.
Yeah, I guess it's okay. It's going to be tough to beat Coco, though. Pretty badass little kids film.
A little bit of Bailey's in it.
Right.
Yeah, man. Right?
Getting
right
after it.
Well, have you had that yet?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Ran on that on Christmas.
Yeah, it tastes good.
Mm-hmm. Right. It sure does.
Is that a seasonal bit? Like you only have it on Christmas?
It just tastes better on Christmas, just like everything.
Naturally.
Yeah. Does anybody else feel 14 years old when you're buying Fireball at the liquor store?
No. Yeah.
Nope. Feels like I'm back in college. It's great.
No, it feels like it should be given a fake ID when I'm buying Fireball.
No, Fireball's great.
No, I know. That's what I'm buying it at the liquor store. I like it. But of all the things that are in my cart, which is overflowing with a bunch of liquor, that's the one I'm like.
Right. That's like walking up to the counter with sour apple pucker and going, this is for someone else.
Yeah, here's my schnapps.
Even though it's for you, you want an entire bottle to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. With hot apple cider.
Right. So my equivalent, which is different and not doesn't line up straight. I don't feel like that when I walk up with like Mountain Dew and Doritos, which was, you know, my teenage youth years.
Yeah, but
that is
different.
But
because adults still drink Mountain Dew and eat Doritos. There are drinks that you have to kind of grow out of, and most people do. Tommy clearly has not yet, which is fine. But I didn't drink Fireball in college at all, so I don't remember.
No,
that at all.
I didn't either. It's just one of those drinks where I feel like just I'm drinking Mad Dog 2020 or something. You know?
Oh my God, Mad Dog!
Never even heard. What's Mad Dog?
Get after it. You went at Matamita. You went the sour apple pucker route once in a while, did you not?
I actually never drank. I'm not joking.
Not puckers at all.
No, I know what pucker is. I'm more of a flavored vodka guy. That's sure. Peach Ciroc.
Excuse
favorite me. Booze of all time.
Is just, that right?
Just get it on ice. You're set.
All right.
Yeah, give it a shot.
I will do that.
And now there's a tequila that Diddy came out with, too. Have you had that?
Oh.
I heard it's really good.
Because
his Ciroc is very good. My favorite vodka.
What an entrepreneur Diddy turned out to be.
Yeah. He's the richest artist, right?
He is.
Of the year.
He made the most.
He did.
I was going to buy the Panther.
Is he an artist still?
I don't know when the last time he actually put out a song was.
I mean, I know he's producer guy.
Right.
And discoverer of talent.
I think the actual terminology they used was entertainer.
Oh.
He made the most as an entertainer.
Isn't he on that show on Fox now that I don't think anybody's watched?
Is that the DJ Khaled one?
Yeah, with Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, they start with four and you have to defend. I don't even understand how it works.
Who knows?
Some sort of singing competition.
And he has Sean John, the clothing brand.
Duh.
Yeah, he's
That's still a thing.
Sure, man.
I didn't think it either. I was walking through Macy's. It's a huge thing.
I feel like he sold it, but yeah.
Good luck to Diddy.
So wait,
what
Sean,
happened to Mace?
He's the Sean and Sean John?
Sean Puffy Combs.
No kidding.
Bad Boy.
Who's the John?
What was that?
Gacy.
Song? What was that song they had?
What? More Money, More Problems.
No. Well, that's good. Bad Boy, I think. Well, that's their.
Oh, my God.
It's the We Ain't.
So
went nowhere.
You mean from Bad Boys?
Somebody give Tommy some Fireball.
Seriously.
We'll some peach Ciroc.
Yeah.
Don't knock until you try it.
I haven't tried that.
Yeah.
Really sounds good. Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Or apple. Apple anyway. Is good too.
Yeah. Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah, that's the one. I used to listen to that before games.
Hey, you guys want to hear a story about a guy you want to punch in the face?
Yes.
Yeah.
Angry that his pregnant girlfriend called 911 after he overdosed on drugs at her Shoreview home. A Woodbury man sought revenge by spraying the woman and her 4-year-old child in the face with pepper spray.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh
boy. So he ODs.
Yeah.
She wants to do something about it and potentially help him.
Yep.
And
save
he's,
his life.
And he's basically like, you're ratting me out to the cops, so you're an a-hole.
Right.
Logical.
Mm-hmm.
Incident occurred at 3 p.m., on December 23rd, you know,
perfect time to overdose.
Yeah. Spirit.
3 in the afternoon.
Person's girlfriend had revived him with Narcan, a prescription medicine that reverses the effects of opioid overdose. Mm-hmm. That was not the right way to say that, but you guys know where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. And if you have that on hand,
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Well, there's an issue for sure.
Yeah.
Per the medication's instructions, the woman then called 911. to get this person further treatment. When the 24-year-old returned home from the hospital, he yelled at her for unnecessarily involving the authorities and then accused her of infidelities. Fearful, the woman removed a small bottle of pepper spray from her keychain and kept it alongside her while she read a story to her daughter in the child's bedroom.
Oh, my gosh.
This person saw the bottle hidden in the bedding, grabbed it, and sprayed it at his girlfriend's face while the little girl lay on her chest. The woman and child reportedly got the compound in their eyes, experienced pain and tearing for an extended period. I'm going to guess this gentleman is in jail right now. If you see him, please take care of business.
Tom, you remember how I asked you earlier when we were listening to Pantera's This Love, if you ever wanted to put somebody's face like in with your foot, just cave it in?
Hmm. That seems like a lot.
But. Yeah, but wouldn't it be nice if this guy's face was caved in?
Yeah.
Based on Tommy Olsen's foot going through it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet, 100%. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd pay to see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although we should probably pepper spray him first.
Yeah. 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 That's
get him nice
no,
and
No, because then his he'd grab his... He put his hands on his face, and he wouldn't get a clean shot at his face.
Mm. Mm.
All right, how about we kick his face in and then pepper spray?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's probably more like it. Yeah,
he's confused, and now he's also
stinging.
Stinging. Right.
Mm. Mm-hmm. He's got a stinger.
Yeah. And then give him cardboard paper cuts between his fingers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, it seems like two separate issues. Right?
You went too far.
Did that go too far?
No. Yeah.
You got a guy that's upset that the authorities have been contacted. And then you also are now accusing him or accusing her of infidelity. Right?
Right. Yeah.
Two separate issues. He just kind of did the old perfect storm bit going, well, if we're on the subject, if we're going to fight this thing out, you're cheating on me.
Yep.
Thanks for saving my life and whatnot, but...
Yeah, he doesn't sound real logical.
No, not.
Yeah.
Drugs will do that to you.
It's like whiteout conditions outside right now, guys.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Should be good.
And thankfully, a lot of people are not going to work yet, so the roads are pretty easy to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about my poor TO?
Yeah, I got to go.
Tommy, go sling some product. Now, that sounds like you're a drug dealer, but you're not.
Correct.
But go sling some products, man.
Thank you. Hey, yeah,
way to profit off the Power Trip Morning Show.
Have a great New Year's. Enjoy that peach Ciroc.
I will.
Yeah,
on
man.
Sunday night.
I'll be popping bottles, too.
You should be popping bottles.
Yeah. Sound effects, hand gestures, the whole bit. That was A+.
Hey, and then we'll have my playlist for...
Can't wait.
Next Thursday. Yeah.
Can't wait, Tom.
Starting the new year. I love it.
All right. See you, Tommy.
Thank you, Tommy. Follow him on Twitter at Tommy053.
Vikings news is next with former Viking Ben Lieber. Right after this, Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
T.O. has left the building.
Just a little going away present for him?
Yeah. Little Vince sevenfold for you. Here's a little present Jason Zucker gave us all last night.
Ramlin bounces it to Zucker. Has the empty net. He shoots. He scores. Zucker into the empty net with 44.2 seconds to go. And the Wild lead Dallas 4-2.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason. I'll have that. You heard it here on the Fan. 4-2 win, as was mentioned there by... The team, person, guy.
Yep, that guy. The team, person, guy thing.
AJ's
right here.
Here
on the Fan.
Of course, Ben Lieber's here because it's Thursday.
Hello.
They doubted you. I didn't doubt you. I knew you'd be here.
They doubted me?
Yeah, they did. I don't know why.
We weren't sure. It's the holiday season. We had no idea. We thought you were in today, but we weren't 100% sure. So there was some
doubt
there.
Fair enough. I can leave.
No, I love it when you're
please
here.
Please don't.
I love it when you're here. What was the one gift that your children got that they were like, yes?
Well, it was a, what's the right terminology here? It was a vehicle heavy or whatever driven Christmas for each one of them.
Ooh.
So our 3-year old got a, you know, like Power Wheels.
Sure.
You know, truck.
Badass.
Yeah, it's pretty badass.
Those are so much fun.
It took a long time to put together. I actually thought, as big as the box was that was sitting in the garage, that it was sort of fully assembled. No, not the case. So that was, you know, that was part of the reason why I didn't get to bed till like 1:30 on Christmas Eve, which was fun.
Where's he driving it?
Nowhere right now. Yeah, he took it for a spin on Christmas Day out on the snowy roads. Got stuck a few times. Doesn't have the best turning radius, so he was in the in the snow a lot.
Those plastic tires don't,
yeah,
don't
plastic
grip very
tires.
Well.
Yeah, they don't grip very well. And then our middle kid wanted a motorcycle. He wanted a motorcycle that went 30 miles an hour, but that was not going to be the case.
Right, right.
Because he doesn't know what 30 miles an hour is. I think he thinks it's super cool.
Where did he come up with that number?
I don't know.
Wait, that's
Dad,
what
I want something that goes 30.
Yeah, like verbatim, it was for a motorcycle that goes 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, and the sickest fidget spinner ever is what he said. So I don't know where you find the sickest fidget spinner ever.
What does that mean?
He said the most badass fidget spinner you can find. That's what he wants.
Okay. I've seen light up ones.
Yeah, we got one that sort of looks like sort of medieval.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's actually kind of, when it's spinning, it's kind of sharp. So we didn't test it out really as parents because it's in the packaging.
Here's a throwing star.
Yeah, exactly. So then he got the Razor brand motorcycle, which, you know, probably goes.
Oh yeah, those are fun.
You know, 8 miles an hour. Yeah. Or something.
All these things that I would have just died for.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Killed for.
You
know?
Yeah.
And then my daughter wanted a moped, so she got the same brand, but it's like little pink moped that probably goes the same speed.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the motorcycle looks and feels like a real motorcycle. It's heavy. It was heavy to get out of the box. I'm like, it's got like a real steel sort of like thing on it. I'm like, this is a legit motorcycle.
Yeah. Did you ride it?
Not yet. Yeah. I got on it, but I was slightly too big.
Do you guys all swap presents with your wives?
Excuse me?
Do you swap presents?
She's been trying to get me to do that.
With your wives.
Years.
You get something for your wife or not?
Yeah. I did. Well, it's funny because we actually got each other the same gift. We each got like those external batteries for your phone.
Sure. Oh, yeah, like a battery block.
Yeah, the battery block. And well, so we basically just swap. Like, oh, I got you the same.
So do you guys do the bit where you put a price, like max? Like, all right, hey, let's get something small for each other, but like, let's keep it under.
No, I mean, sort of the bit every year is like, all right, you know, we can spoil the kids a little bit, but, you know, let's just take it easy on each other.
Yeah.
So that's,
you're adults. You can buy whatever you want year round, right?
Yeah, you kind of get
so,
what you need.
So this is the weird thing. So my wife and I decided years ago that's what we're going to do. Like, let's just, we'll spoil the kids, but we don't need to get each other something. What's the point? About 3 days before Christmas, my wife says to me, by the way, I got you a couple of small gifts this year. I'm like, what?
I didn't get you anything.
I didn't get you anything. So now I got to find something. And again, whatever small means, right? Like,
sure.
I don't know what that means in her financial world is.
Right.
So now I'm going, I don't know. All right, I'll just get her something small. So I get her Handmaid's Tale, the book, because she loved the series on Hulu. Loved it. So I get her the book. She gives me like these two or three small gifts. They're awesome. They're, you know, thought behind them, all this kind of things. I give her the book. She goes, I already have this. I go, great,
thanks.
This is why we don't swap gifts. And this is why you don't give me like a 3-day heads up. I need more time to be creative than 3 days. Could not have felt more like an ass.
Well, my wife's
so
actually
I technically
pretty
got
good.
Her nothing this year.
She's good about, not even hints. That's full on like, hey, this is what I want. This is what I'm looking for. And it was nothing major. Like she wanted one of those mirrors that like those vanity mirrors that have the magnification.
Sure, with the light,
with the light on it. Yeah. So easy, Amazon.
Yeah,
you know. So I did a lot of shopping just for my computer.
Amazon's the best.
But then there was one thing that sort of popped up late, and I was running to. I was running to the mall on Friday because we were going to Friday? No, we went to Green Bay on Friday. So it must have been Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was Friday morning. Yeah, I ran there Friday morning as fast as I could before we left. Just to make sure I got the gift. So yeah, I was
there was
a little pressure.
Yeah.
A little pressure, but yeah.
And you had travel built in too, so you kind of lost out on those last day and a half, two days before.
A little bit.
Hey, look to your left over there, Ben.
It's Lindsay.
Do you know her?
Hi.
Of course I know her.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
How was your drive in?
Oh, man, the roads are not good.
But there's not a lot of people on the road, so that helps.
There's not, yeah.
Yeah,
but
yeah, it could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
I'm looking out the window. You can barely see across the street over there.
Yeah.
So, no, Lindsay, all of these guys know you. I don't think you and I have met yet.
No,
they all claim you're the best. So whatever that means.
Oh,
they seem to really like you, all three of them.
I like you.
I said nice things
about you. I like all these guys, too. I haven't decided about you yet.
Get in line.
And, you know, be honest with him. I think that's great. And it's gonna, I'm just going to go ahead and lay it out there. You're not going to like him.
Probably
I'm just going to throw that out right now.
I mean, that's...
I'm a moving target. It's going to be hard for you to like
it. It's hard.
Me.
Okay. It's hard, yeah. I'm going to hit this.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Radco, your truck accessories pro.
Thank you, Radco. Lindsay, would you tell everybody like what you do for a living?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm one of the team writers for the Vikings. I've been there for just over 2 years. Absolutely love it. I grew up a Vikings fan, grew up in Anoka, so been following the team my whole life, and now able to work with the team and write for them is cliche, but a dream come true. I really, really love it.
Oh, good for you!
And it's welcome cool, aboard. Too, because at one point you had to report on the Timberwolves, right?
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
I did have an internship with the Wolves, and I love the internship, and I'm a huge Timberwolves fan still. But, yeah, it was a tough season to intern with them. It was the 2009-2010 season. I think they had, like, 13 wins or something. It was tough, but it was a good learning experience.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a, dig in the rubble
the
to find
every day.
Bits. Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough.
Fun.
Get to write about a first-round draft pick. You know, that comes with a 13-win season.
Yeah.
That's always good.
It was fun, and like it kind of solidified what I wanted to do. And I also felt like if I could still really, really enjoy a job, even during that much of a losing season, and still love what I did, like I was made to be in this industry.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're writing about a team, but you're writing for a team, obviously you're not doing hack jobs, right? You're not doing, here's why this guy's the worst and this is why he sucks. So obviously it's positive spin, right? So how do you balance like, all right, I'm going to write something interesting, but still try to be objective and fair, but just highlight the things that will be appropriate for a Vikings website?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. Like we definitely... I mean, you can't stray away from the facts, right? Like, if it was a bad game and if bad things happened, like, that's what happened. So you, like, do address that. But there's always positive things to pull out, whether it's an individual performance or, like, you know, something that the defense did or the offense did overall. So we're able to really hone in on that. And I like it. I like to be positive and, you know, I've kind of always been that way, so it's been a good fit for me.
I'd imagine a 13-win season helps to have a little bit, a potential 13-win season.
Well, or is it actually still a little difficult finding the proper storylines, because when they're winning, there's so many stories that you probably could write.
Right.
But now you actually have to filter even more, like, well, what's the best of the group?
Right.
Right? What story should we really highlight?
Right. And it's been interesting, too, like, working for a football team versus a basketball team, because the basketball team has so many more games and so many fewer players versus working with the Vikings. Like, there's so many different storylines or things to look at. And I really enjoy doing, like, different player features and kind of, like, shedding light on some of these guys, like, off the field as well. So there's a lot of variety and, like, a lot of options.
Lindsay Young is, again, our guest. She's one of the writers down for the Minnesota Vikings at Winter Park, and they're almost every day this time of year. Is it hard to walk the line, I would guess? And in other words, you know things the public can't know because you're in there every day. So do you ever get like pulled into the office and said, hey, maybe you shouldn't be telling people that next time?
No. Well, for one thing, I think people assume that I know certain things that I probably don't. Like, just because I'm in the building doesn't mean that I'm privy to all the information that's going on there. But also, I really care about my job and doing it the right way. And so that hasn't really been an issue for me. But like I said, I think, you know, a lot of people might ask about like injury information and stuff like that. And that's not necessarily something that I have information on. And so it hasn't really been an issue for me. And I just, you know, kind of roll with it. And yeah.
Good. I have lots of questions about injuries.
How much do you get into like the Bears as far as who they are, what they do, schematically, anything like that? How much do you actually jump into the opponent stuff?
Not a ton for me. I don't do as much of kind of like the X's and O's stuff that like, you know, Wobby and Pete Bursich and stuff like they get into. We'll always, you know, kind of dive in and do our studying for the upcoming game, look at what they might be like doing well offensively or defensively, look at which players might be like good matchups for our guys so that we can prepare for that and like ask questions about it, you know, be looking for the right things during open media time in the locker room and things like that. But I don't do a deep dive, I guess, if that's what you're asking.
So Adam Thielen wins the 2017 Corey Stringer Good Guy Award for cooperation with the media. If you had received a vote, who would you have voted for? Who's the easiest to work with?
I mean, it's really hard to argue with Thielen. I mean, he does so many interviews all the time. And I think that there's so many good guys in that locker room that are good with the media. But just the number of requests that he gets and whatnot, especially being from Minnesota, and he's kind of told his story so many times, and he's always more than gracious to sit down and talk with you. And so I think that that was a good choice for them.
Who else would be sort of your round out, maybe at a top three, top five of guys that are good with the media?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, Xavier Rhodes talks a lot with the media and is always like pretty open to that.
Which is kind of new for him the last couple of years.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like
he's gotten more confident, more comfortable.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's opened up a little bit over the past couple of years. And obviously, I've only been with the team for 2 years, but that was kind of the vibe that I've gotten. And then I've heard that from other media as well and just kind of opened up more. So he's one that comes to mind.
Who's the worst?
Go ahead.
I'm just kidding. You don't have to.
That's the thing with this team. I mean, we joke about the way that this team has been shaped with relatively good guys.
Right.
It makes for a good locker room. It makes for a good vibe around the team. There are guys who will get in bad moods and have these days where they're going to give short answers and not want to talk. But for the most part, it's a pretty willing to talk locker room.
Right.
Do you notice like? You're there every day. I'm down there fewer times this year. But when I come, sometimes they look at me like, who's this guy? Do they get to know you a little bit and feel a little more comfortable talking to you because they know you're there with the team? You're not there to get them when you're asking questions?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think anytime there's somebody that's like there consistently, whether they're with the team or not, players get to know and kind of like trust and know what their style is and whatnot. It was a little bit more different when I first came in because I came in at the end of the 2015 season. So they've been working with certain people all year. And all of a sudden, like I come in and I'm kind of trying to introduce myself and tell them that I'm with the team. But being able to go through that next off season and now being with the team, I think you sort of like start to build a rapport with players and they know you, they see you around the building and like you said, kind of trust you.
What has been your, it's only been 2 years, but what's been your, the response to females in the locker room? It's sort of a new thing, especially with football. Any interesting stories? Do you feel like you're one of the media members, even as a female, especially mm-hmm. post game?
Yeah. I was a little concerned about that just because like you said, it's more rare. But I have not had any issues with it since I started, which is awesome. Like, I can't say enough for the coaches and the players and the respect that they've given me. And I think it helped. I mean, like, Dawn from Fox has been on that market for a long time, and so she's not there every day. But I think it helps that I wasn't necessarily the first person to be there as a female, like, maybe with the team, but not the first female to be in there and working. And I think I was able to show the players and the coaches respect as well and kind of let them know, like, here's what I'm here to do. And I'm really passionate about it. And I'm passionate about telling your stories and sharing your stories with our readers and our audience. And so, yeah, I've really had no issues, which has been great.
Right on. Lindsay Young. Can you stick around for a little bit or not?
Yeah.
You want to do some garbage when we get back and just like maybe what really matters, Christopher Allen Hockey or what?
Yeah, I've got all kinds of good stuff. And I want to talk to her about Coach Zimmer and if he ever gets less intimidating. Ever. Ever.
And Hawk, I got a Rajon Rondo stat that's just going to move your meter,
you know,
in
what?
The biggest possible way.
Lindsay, you don't know this about me. Basketball's my jam.
Awesome.
Wait till you hear this,
oh,
Chris.
I can't wait.
Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Power Trip Morning Show, 7:59. Ben Lieber, AJ Munster, the great Corey Cove. My name is
thanks.
Chris Hockey, and our guest is Minnesota Vikings writer Lindsay Young. Lindsay, you still with me over there?
I'm still with you.
You didn't run out of the building screaming yet?
I'm still here.
Good, good, good.
How do you feel so far about this show?
I like it. It's kind of random.
Yeah.
But I mean, I knew that coming into it.
Yeah, right. It's pretty random.
And we were mostly serious when you debuted last segment.
Yeah. It's
normally much dumber than that.
Yeah.
You brought a little class to the show for 15 minutes. That was nice.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
That's probably I think that's the most common response that I get from this show. When I talk to people on the outside, they're like, yeah, it's really good. It's fun. It's really random. Like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's what life is like.
It kind of bounces around.
More like your Twitter feed.
But it's entertaining.
Seinfeld, of course, once brilliantly was the show about nothing. But that was calculated, and Larry David and company had a plan.
Yeah.
They were clever. This show is absolutely about nothing. Just without the calculation.
Right.
I mean, next time I want to be on so I can talk kids' movies with Ben, because I watch all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, we don't have to wait till next time. We can do that in the next segment, to be honest with you. I got nothing planned.
Fair.
Hey, Cor.
Yes, Chris.
When we go into Fan 5 in a moment, can we talk about Pat Elflein being injured and how much that worries us going into this game?
You can talk about whatever you want, sure.
Oh, thanks, baby. Hey, Corey.
Yeah.
Pat Elflein's injured, and I'm worried about it.
I'd like you to talk about that more.
He seems like he's still bothered by a shoulder injury that he suffered December 3rd back in Atlanta, and he sat out Wednesday's practice.
Remember when Tommy randomly transitioned back to the fact that he went bowling the night before?
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah, but it was good, though.
Hey, speaking of cavities, do you guys have any cavities?
I love that guy.
I love him to death. Here's what I'm encouraged about with the Elflein bit, for getting back to being serious or not. No. I don't even know. He played. And he played well, and there is a noticeable difference when he was in there. So, you know, get him some rest when you can. Get him maybe a shortened game this weekend if he plays at all. Obviously, you're short up on the front line, having to move some people around with Easton out now. But, you know, get him the rest while he can, because he was one of the most important parts of that front line up there, and we've seen the differences here with him at center.
So, Ben, the... Pro Football Focus rankings that pop up, you know, obviously the Vikings game was a nationally televised game because it was Saturday night. They threw up on the screen that he was 30th out of 34, that Pat Elflein was the 30th ranked center in the NFL.
For real?
Yeah.
What was it based off of?
Pro Football Focus.
What?
30th.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I don't love those... I don't love that site for that reason.
Because, especially for offensive line.
Yeah, offensive line is so hard to grade. You don't know the blocking scheme. You don't know if he actually was expecting help on the inside or the outside or what, if he was at fault for a sack or whatever. You talk to the people on the inside, and they're like, he's playing phenomenal football, you know, especially for a rookie. Now, I'll use that website when they have the Vikings up there. You know, like the Harrison Smith stat.
And, number one, right?
Yeah, number one safety in the league and stuff like that, which I think is a little easier to grade, but still you don't understand coverages. And as much as they have a lot of football insiders that work there, they don't understand what coverage that Zimmer had called and what the responsibility was. But I think that is a good general assumption of just how well Harrison has played. And then I'll flip it around and say I don't take them seriously when they have Elflein ranked that low. So... And it's a little concerning to me because the Bears aren't a very good team overall, they have a pretty good defensive line. And they've had some linebackers that have stepped up because of injury. That defense isn't awful. It's actually pretty darn good. And what happened in the Carolina game when Elflein was out, the offensive line looked pretty damn bad.
Mm-hmm. How big of a drop is it from Easton to Searles, if at all?
I don't think it's dramatic. At all. I think, I mean, if there's some sort of award to be given out for versatility and Johnny on the spot type stuff, Rashad Hill and Searles, I think, are right there. I mean, they it's been invaluable, their contributions this season and how well they can just jump in and say, hey, can you play right tackle? Sure. Can you play left guard? Sure. Hey, can you slide over to left tackle? Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that. And they do it, and they play pretty well.
And this time, I mean, he's able to focus on knowing where he's going to be versus having to, like, come in cold during a game or slide over.
Yeah, or like slide that. Around. And right. Just like, okay, we need you for this series to be at, you know, right tackle. And then now you need to be at right guard or whatever. So Yeah, exactly. Now he's going to have continuity and know exactly where he's supposed to be and get comfortable during the course of the week.
Well, and think of the shift this week. You got, if, let's say they rest Elflein and Berger switches over to center. We got Searles at left. Isadora moves up on the right. It's going to be a different look where, again, you're getting a guy healthy, so this isn't necessarily what you're going to have to roll with through the playoffs. But at the same time, it's a good opportunity to get a little bit of that adversity. Because any given play, someone could have to come out for a play, a series, or the rest of the playoffs.
And what did Keenum say in the Carolina game? And I don't think that he meant this in a positive way. He's like, I looked up at one point in time and had no idea who my offensive linemen were. Wow. You know, it's like, I mean, he obviously knew who they were, but it was just like, he gets in the huddle and you expect to see the same faces in the same position because they all get in the huddle the same way. And he's got all these different faces all mixed up. He's like, I didn't even know like what was going on.
Sure. And that is some of that versatility where they can shift from spot to spot. And, you know, you see that. We talked a lot about at the beginning of the season how they had three centers on the interior of that offensive line and the communication and how is that too much? Is that helpful? All those things. That's what we're seeing paying dividends now towards the end of the season is that ability for all those guys to have gelled into that sense and figure out what their responsibilities are, how they work with the guy next to them. And for the first time, we're going to see what a long-term change, because Easton's out for the year, will look like on that offensive line.
Yeah, the offensive line to me just got pretty thin really quick with Easton being out. So you get one more injury in there, and it gets really dicey. So let's just cross our fingers that nobody else gets injured.
Adam Thielen needs 5 catches on Sunday to make some money here. He can earn a $1 million salary escalator for 2018. By catching 5 passes on Sunday, bringing his season total to 90, he's already secured a $750,000 salary escalator by getting 80 catches. So we're talking about $250,000, but that's 50 grand a catch.
So say that again. He gets, is it a bonus or an escalator?
It's an escalator next year.
For next year.
Hitting 80, right. So he already got that. But okay, if he gets 5 more, if he gets to 90, then he has a $1 million escalator.
Wow. Okay, so that's all for next year. Mm-hmm. That's not a bonus for this year.
Not according to the strip here.
So correct.
Next year's escalator.
I know Thomason's been tracking that pretty publicly lately. So yeah, it's a potential $1 million escalator for next year.
Okay. All right.
Some of these other ones are just insane. The Star Tribune and Ben Gessling has a whole bunch of Vikings bonuses that are close, that are on the line with one game to go. Keenum obviously has been a gigantic financial steal because who would have thought, number one, he was going to play this much, and number two, that was going to play this well for essentially nothing in the big scheme of things. He is on the brink of getting another $250,000 if he plays 85% or more of the Vikings offensive plays this season. Think about that. So, like, if you play most of the season, we'll throw $250,000 at you. If you're a starting quarterback in the NFL, you should be making $10, $15, right, $20 million. That's one of those things that his agent probably threw in there going, yeah, sure, if you play 85%, $250,000?
Oh, yeah,
and the
exactly,
Vikings are like,
yeah,
sure, whatever, who cares?
Wow. Yeah.
And now he's going to get it. So far, he's played in 90.4% of the team's offensive snaps this year.
Wow.
I saw something on Twitter. This isn't Vikings necessarily, but Gronkowski is, I think, 12 catches and 100 and some yards away from a $2 million bonus in this final game. And they're talking about how, you know, whether Belichick and the organization is going to call plays differently to prevent that. I mean, obviously, they're out there to win that game. Is that ever really been, you know, in your experience, have you noticed anything where there is a bonus on the line going into this last game that pretty visibly, if not just speculatively, a coaching staff and organization has prevented from occurring?
I don't have any definitive proof.
Sure.
But there have been times where, and this is usually, you know, 100% coming from the player. So there's, of course, they think there's a conspiracy theory.
Sure.
But going in the last couple games, I have definitely heard that a guy is sitting or he's not seeing the field as much, and it's like he's like, oh, it's because they know that my contract and I've got a bonus and blah blah blah. I don't know if anything's proven. I don't know how much coaches and the front office actually communicate that stuff. But yeah. I'm guessing most of the coaches, going back to what Lindsay said, You know, a lot of coaches don't know as much as you think they know.
About the contracts.
About contracts. Sure. And, you know, especially when it comes to draft and all this other stuff. Like, they're pretty much insulated from all that outside stuff. So I don't think that D coordinators and offensive coordinators really know about bonuses unless they become public, sort of like sure. this, where it's printed in the newspaper and it's talked about publicly. So no, I don't think that it happens that often. But I can't. I mean, it's the NFL. I mean, there's things that just sure. surprise you all the time. But and this wouldn't surprise me if there was collusion going on, especially on a $2 million bonus.
That's a big, yeah.
That's a big bonus. If yeah. you're talking, you know, $250,000, that's pocket change to these guys.
And like, it's an interesting time of year where you're resting guys for playoffs. You have an opportunity to rest guys for playoffs, to get a look at some of these young guys for the teams that are maybe out of the playoffs or the teams that are in the playoffs. There's all sorts of things that you're weighing at the same account that could ultimately lead someone to believe that they're out to get you, to right. block you.
Yes. Hey, Lindsay, back to the Case Keenum thing.
Yeah.
You've been around him all year long. Was there a moment, or maybe he's been the same way the whole time, but did you see a moment where perhaps you could tell it became his team, where he became more confident that he was the starting quarterback?
You know, obviously I'm not around them all the time, but for me and from my perspective, I feel like he has had that confidence since he stepped in for Sam. Like, he's always kind of exuded the same confidence. He's spoken that way. And even when I interviewed some of his teammates for a story that I wrote earlier, I think it was Jarius Wright that was like, he clicked with us immediately, just as far as like personality, like getting to know us, like building confidence and rapport with us, even before, you know, like during the offseason when you weren't planning on him being the starting right. quarterback, but just as a teammate and as somebody that you were practicing with. And I think Jarius, you know, he was practicing a lot with like second and third teams, so he got more reps with Case and just was talking about his confidence level there. And now since he's been with the team for a long time, like Kyle Rudolph, Adam Thielen, they've all said the same thing. So for me, like, I didn't really see any sort of like turning point, because I feel like he really did just like step in and was like, all right, I'm going to take this opportunity as I have it, and now it's, you know, gotten us to this point.
That's the confidence that he's always had. Did you notice any sort of breath of relief, you know, after, let's say, Teddy came back from injury, was activated, and was firmly supplanted as the backup? So Case was actually the starter. And the questions each and every week of, to Zimmer, to Case, are you the starter? Is he your starter? What's Teddy's deal? Whatever. Right. When those started fading away, did you notice a sense of just relief where it's now I can focus on football rather than having to answer these questions about my job status?
I mean, I think in his interviews and stuff, it was sort of this like refreshing, like he was able to answer sure. different types of questions. Yeah. But past that, I'm not really sure.
You know, you said something there, and Ben, I think you and I maybe talked about this off the air, maybe in your earpiece, or maybe I dreamt it, I don't remember, but I think it's an underreported facet of this team, how big of a part Jarius Wright plays mm. with this team as a veteran, and every time they throw him the damn ball, he gets a first down.
Mm. I think he's like somebody who's definitely a leader within that group, too, and he's so... I'm going to use the word confident again, but like he's confident in himself, but he also is just kind of like willing to do anything and everything that's asked of him and whatever that role may be. And like Coach Zimmer, I said a few times about how there's a lot of receivers on this team that can make plays. And when Jarius gets an opportunity, he makes a play. And, you know, especially he's done a lot on third downs, it seems like. He tends to, like, come up with those plays. And so it's really awesome when you can rotate guys in that maybe are not starting but still contributing significantly to the offense.
How about that little nugget, too? Did you guys see I think it was Gesling again. I saw it on Twitter yesterday that Wright restructured his contract before the season that up until a couple days ago, I don't think that had been reported at all. That it went down from a $3 million annual salary to I think $1.5 million, which at the beginning of the year when we were talking about, you know, dollars and cents and lining up, is that worth a three? I mean, he got that contract when there were no wide receivers here, mm-hmm. and then Diggs, and then Thielen, and you have these guys come in. Is it worth $3 million anymore? To the point where everyone was questioning it, and he said, you guys are idiots.
Oh, yeah, he got frustrated. Yeah. He got pissed.
I mean, little did we know that yeah. behind the scenes, he had restructured, the team had revalued him, and he accepted, you know, his new role within that.
But it's almost the same money, according to the Star Tribune. It was 2.5, and it went down to $5.05, but then the $1.5 million difference was converted into per-game bonuses, and he's basically been in every game.
And he's hit them all, okay.
So he's basically back to the $2.5 million.
But that then hits the, is he going to be used or not? You know, we were questioning whether he was going to be a part of this offense or not, and the fact that he is, and we've seen it now in big roles and big spots, like Lindsay said, that confidence has literally paid off for
him. That was a good contract for both sides. He knew that he was probably going to get cut if he didn't restructure. And then on top of that, the team has a weekly out if he doesn't work out. And we didn't know what was going on with Michael Floyd. We didn't know all that stuff. Yeah. So it worked out well for him.
Yep.
Chris, I'm sorry, man.
For what?
We didn't get to the Rajon Rondo stat.
Oh,
nuts. You want to do it when we get back?
I'd love to. I'd love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Fan.
What a story, Mark.
You never give me my money. Yeah, you never give me no money. Yeah, well, I appreciate the sympathy, but you never give me money. Yeah, money is the thing.
I can't play poker with your sympathy.
No. Although you do get my sympathy when I see you play poker.
Yep.
You're terrible at it.
I would like everybody's.
Yeah. Lindsay, are you any good at gambling and playing poker and stuff like that?
Do you like gambling?
I don't gamble.
At all. She doesn't gamble.
I don't.
No. We're not going to get along, Lindsay. You seem really nice.
I told you.
That's too bad.
I told you. It's going to be trouble.
God, you do seem nice.
I am nice. I don't gamble, though.
Why is that?
I don't believe in it. I think I would be bad, and I do think it would be addicting. So I just have no interest in.
At least you know
you're just describing why it's awesome.
<to that. laughs>
It's addicting and it's dangerous.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't do dangerous things.
It's the best.
I'm kind of a safe person.
We've bonded over your lack of enjoyment when it comes to flying in planes.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like flying, huh?
No, not at all.
You got to doped up. Do you like take some sleeping pills or something to like?
Sometimes I will.
Do you travel with the team every week?
Very rarely.
Okay.
I usually go on like one or two road trips a year, and guess which ones I went on this year?
London.
Chicago and Green Bay. Oh.
Shortest flights.
Yeah, the shortest flights are good for me. I do not enjoy it at all.
Well, so is it takeoff and landing, or even when
just the whole thing?
I guess the turbulence. Yeah.
And she had to be on the Green Bay flight, which the flight was fine, but that landing was maybe top five hardest landings I've ever been a part of.
I swear both landings, like there and coming back, were like not pleasant.
And was it last year that they slid off the runway?
Yeah.
Yes.
But I wasn't on that flight.
You weren't on that one. Okay.
No. Yeah, I mean, we were coming in hot on those landings.
There's no doubt. I mean, you know how you come in and you hover for a minute and you touch down? There was none of that. It was like, wham!
Yeah, there was no hovering.
No.
And I was sleeping on both there and back.
See,
and so I fell asleep.
Startled awake?
Yes. So when we landed, I landed to like the plane like hitting the ground. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah,
we're gonna die.
We made it.
But at least at that point, like you're on. Like I think that's why I don't mind takeoff and landing like quite as much, because at that point you're like closest to the ground.
Do I want to scare you or no? You want to know the stats or not? Okay,
no.
All right.
No, the stats are all good.
Yeah,
you're very, very safe.
Speaking of stats,
oh my god,
ladies and gentlemen,
basketball.
You're gonna love this.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Now, I'm going
to
be honest. Thanks, even though I think this is kind of amazing, there's only one reason I'm bringing this story and this stat up.
Because I love basketball so much.
Rajon Rondo last night had 25 assists.
Whoa.
That's insane. Only scored 2 points. That is the fewest number of points in a 25-assist game ever. He's just the 7th player in NBA history to have 25 assists in a game. He's the first one since Jason Kidd in 1996.
I remember that.
Check this out, though. Here's why I brought it up.
Oh, crap.
Here are the 7 players that have had 25 assists or more in a game in NBA history. Rajon Rondo, Jason Kidd, Isaiah Thomas, Nate McMillan, Kevin Johnson, John Stockton, and a man that Chris Hockey once guessed was on the Dream Team, Scott Skiles.
Yay! I told you, he belonged on the Dream Team.
I'm still impressed you were able to pull that name.
Yeah, he sounds like somebody that was on Teen Wolf.
That's Styles.
Yeah, yeah. Styles. Yeah.
Right, so I think that's kind of how I remember that name. Right. Yeah.
No Steve Nash, huh?
He did it in 30 minutes, by the way, last night. 25 assists in 30 minutes. That is the shortest amount of time it's ever taken to get to 25 assists. He's also the oldest player to ever have 25 assists. He's 31 years old, 308 days. That's very specific.
Hmm. Feels like he's older than that.
Well, it's probably specific, too.
It does.
It matters.
Right?
Right? So somebody else was 31.
Yeah, right, right.
31 years and 207
Maybe.
Days?
Yeah, probably.
That's, I don't know how old Skiles was.
Here's He's 42.
How old Styles was.
Listen, Styles, do you know anything about a rash that's going around?
Why, you looking to catch something?
No, I'm serious.
No. But I heard Mr. Murphy, you know, the shop teacher.
Yeah.
Got his caught in a vacuum cleaner.
Love it. One of the all-time so great films.
Ah, Teen Wolf.
That's so good.
What can I say?
What can I say?
You're beautiful.
He loved the werewolf.
He loved the werewolf. You couldn't help it. He had gray hair.
Didn't he just call it the wolf?
Eventually,
I love the wolf.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he gets cornered. Remember, the first time Scott transforms into the wolf, it's in the garage. And Styles turns around and is startled, but not freak out startled. Then again, it's the you're beautiful. It takes him a second, then he really appreciates his beauty pretty quickly.
Yeah, he accepts him.
Almost instantly.
Yeah.
These waves are mine.
These waves are mine. I'm going to guess, Lindsay Young from Vikings.com, you have never seen Teen Wolf.
I have not.
That's weird. Seems so weird to me.
That's too bad.
I know like some of the references just because so many people have, but I have never seen it.
Mm-hmm. Well, she doesn't like to live dangerously. Why would she watch Teen Wolf?
That's a good point.
She doesn't gamble.
That's a good point. So you've worked for the Wolves and the Vikings. So what do you got against the Wild?
I just haven't been as into hockey and am not as knowledgeable about hockey. Mm. My roommate is a huge hockey fan, huge Wild fan. So I've gotten a little bit more into it now because she always is watching it when they're on. And I've gone to a couple games with her. And it's really fun. I'm just not as knowledgeable about the ins and outs of it.
Well, neither am I.
Yeah, you can just pretend. That's what we do.
I just listen to, highlights like this one.
Here I'm gathered in here by Brodin. Brodin moving it for Coyle. Coyle shoots at the center. Wild have a chance now. Here comes Stahl breaking down the left wing. Centering pass across and score. It went in off the skate. Stahl the centering pass, and it deflected out in front of Bishop. Deflected back into the Dallas net, and the Wild have taken the lead 2-1.
They went on to win 4-2, and Lindsay, I can instantly tell you a way that you would be more attracted to the game of hockey, almost instantly.
Okay.
Bet on it.
Oh, yeah, there you go. See?
If you have money
have
on the line.
Hockey?
They have fantasy hockey. You can bet the money.
Sure.
You can,
they must,
of course.
Right?
Yeah.
You can
I don't know
bet.
How it works.
If they have fantasy baseball, they have to have fantasy hockey.
But bet on anything. Just bet, like, you know, give somebody odds on who's going to go to the penalty box next.
Lindsay,
bet on something.
Lindsay, are you going to play a stick around play before and after with us as well in the next segment?
I don't know how to play it.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
Well, you do have a game that you do know how to play. Are you ready? This is called Which Cartoon is Better? And it's a battle between Ben and Lindsay. Are you ready?
Which cartoon is better?
Okay. Cartoon movie. Here we go.
Funny.
You ready? Okay.
Chris brings up cartoons.
Here we go. How dare you?
Shocking.
I don't live dangerously either. Which is better, 1995's Toy Story or 2004's The Incredibles?
Toy Story.
Toy Story.
Yeah. Incredibles 2 coming.
I know. I love
it.
I know.
I am really excited.
I can't wait.
I do love The Incredibles, but Toy Story, like, it's a classic.
Yeah,
really
that's kind of like Lion King for me. That's like back when I was childhood nostalgia. Mm. It's like when it was new, sort of, and Toy Story was like, it was charming, it was cute, it was fun. I don't know.
Is Lion King your favorite Disney movie?
No, not my favorite, but I think that'll hold up.
Losing points.
That'll hold up well against anything that's new, just because of the nostalgia.
Well, if we're talking Lion King for the second time this week on this show, can I ask you two Lion King experts my theory and what I don't understand? Because my daughter's into it big time right now. Why would Scar wait to kill Mufasa until after Simba's born? Why did he have to wait until there was a new king in line? Why wouldn't he have just killed Mufasa years ago? Then he's next. But once Simba's born, then he has to kill two people.
Because it's dramatic effect.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, wasn't there a breaking point?
No, wasn't he instantly pissed?
No, well, he's just pissed. He's the black sheep
of
the family.
He's just
but
an angry person.
Or a lion.
I think it took a while
to get to that point of vengeance and hatred that you'd want to kill him. And then when he finds out, like, oh, the golden child's being born. Okay, that's the last straw.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know. I just think it would have been cleaner just to kill him before the baby's born. It's easier. One less murder.
But then we wouldn't have a movie. Yeah.
That's what Sauce said. I just think that's such a bad answer. That was Sauce's
take.
That's
really the only answer because we wouldn't be talking about the Lion King.
After Hamlet, right?
Yeah. Yes. What?
The Lion King is like modeled after Hamlet.
That's correct.
I did not know that.
See, you're a literature.
Yeah, you bring something to the show that we didn't have.
Yeah. That's too smart for us.
I forget. Is your degree's in
English and writing?
Talking.
There you go.
And writing stuff. Yeah, right. Which is better, Wall-E or Finding Nemo?
Oh, Finding Nemo. 100%.
Yeah, not even a contest.
That's the right answer.
Really?
That's not even close. Yeah.
Wall-E is underappreciated, though.
The lack of respect for Wall-E.
Yeah, it's underappreciated, but Finding Nemo?
Nemo.
Wall-E's super clever.
I fell asleep during Wall-E in the movie theater.
Finding Nemo
was great, though.
Finding Nemo was really good.
It's very, very good. The Lion King or...
Doesn't even matter what you say, it sounds like.
Yep.
Really?
Well, it sounds like
those two are going to vote
for that no matter what.
Shrek.
Oh, my gosh. You can't even put those...
I like Shrek, but it's not...
Really? Yeah. You don't think it's even close?
Not even close.
I feel like I offended you.
A little bit.
All right. What about Wreck-It Ralph or Kung Fu Panda?
Wreck-It Ralph to me.
I think Kung Fu Panda, but I feel like boys like Wreck-It Ralph better.
So good.
Video games.
Like, is that fair to say?
Yeah, maybe.
It's probably
maybe.
Fair to say.
Saying boys don't like Kung Fu?
Well, that's a good point.
Great Nintendo game.
Yeah, but we do like...
Because Jack Black is in Kung Fu Panda.
No, yeah. I'm not saying...
So that sort of like... That makes it challenging for me.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, you don't like Jack Black?
No, I'm saying like it puts it up there. Like it makes it really hard
gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then you'll love Jumanji, man. It's so good, the new one. Jumanji
2. Yeah, is it good?
It's so freaking good, dude. It's so funny and it's so good. I'm not kidding you. It's so good.
I actually like Kevin Hart.
And I love The Rock.
Yeah, I like The Rock, too.
Is it better than the first one?
I like The Rock.
The first Jumanji?
I think, it's hard to say that because they're so different, but I think it might be, yeah.
Okay. Like my kid's age kid movie?
Well, see, there's a lot of, if you don't mind me being kind of crass, there's a lot of penis talk.
That's fine. My kids like that.
Okay, good. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, all my six-year-old talks about.
Yeah. Well, hey.
Yeah,
some things never change. Right. Oh, we got to go to break. Good job. I think you kicked his butt, Lindsay.
I think so, too.
I think you won that.
Yeah. Didn't we just basically agree on everything?
Well, except
Kung Fu
Panda.
Yep. That's right. Oh, how about this one, Corey? You ready? This one's for you. The Little Mermaid or Coraline?
Coraline's a better film.
You like Coraline, don't you?
It's awesome.
I've never seen it.
It's true.
But I've heard really good things about it.
What do you have against Princess Eric?
My kids won't watch it.
Princess Eric. Too freaky or what?
Yeah, it's too... Yeah, they don't get it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Really good.
Really, really well done.
Whoa.
We'll play before and after. Right after this with Ben Lieber, Lindsay Young, AJ Mansour, Chris Ockney, I'm Corey Carter. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Something's in the air tonight. The sky's alive with the burning light. Come on.
Duck quack or whatever it was.
Whatever it was, I'm not sure. Power Trip Morning Show, 8:43, one final segment for the day. By the way, Bruce Boudreau at 9 a.m. on the Paul Allen Project.
Just coached his 800th game last night for the Minnesota Wild. Not necessarily for the Wild, but he coached for the Wild and in his career has coached 800 games now.
Thank you.
A 4-2 win last night over the Dallas Stars, who apparently used to play here.
That is absolutely, well, they were.
Good for them.
Yes, that's right. Hey, by the way, yeah.
Right? Say, what a jam. Thank you.
It is a jam, right? Yeah.
New album coming out relatively soon, too.
You'll shut your mouth while he's singing.
Whatever it was, Greg.
Lindsay Young, a Vikings reporter, is here with us for Vikings.com.
Hi, Lindsay.
You strike me as a Pantera fan. Is that right?
Me?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Megadeth album?
I've never even heard of Pantera.
What?
Is that right?
What, do you live under a rock?
A little bit.
Good for you.
That's good.
Good for you.
That's good. Yeah, it's the safest place to be is under that rock.
Usually, I don't know, like, what the name of an artist or group is called, and then if people, like, play me their songs, I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, when you guys were talking about it earlier and you played all the songs, I'm like, I do really like them.
I don't know about this one. I don't know if you'll appreciate the Pantera.
Hey, don't you judge her. Did you like what we just played? Did you like a little Matt Carney?
Yes, I did.
That's a sweet deep jam. Do you like Mike Zimmer?
Yes, I do.
Sweet.
We need to have this crowd as pumped up for this game as I am. It's a big game for us. You know, they got two backs, 1,100-yard rusher. Offensive line's good. Quarterback's improved a lot since we played them last. We need some help from our fans this week, just like they've helped us all year.
Ben, I don't know, and Lindsay, I don't know, but has Mitch gotten better, really?
You want this one? I'll take this.
Yeah, you can have it.
He has gotten better. I think the offense is still very much what it was when we first saw him at the beginning of the season. It's a lot of movement in the backfield for the run game, and they use that movement to set up all of the boot action that they have. So it's primary read. If not, he sort of scrambles mentally, and then he literally starts scrambling around. So he's not going to be a guy that I think is, you have to worry about deep shots down the field, breaking the defense over the top. It's going to be, you know, a lot of short, intermediate, primary routes, and the guys on the edge just have to do a good job of understanding their boot responsibilities. Their linebackers have to do a good job understanding who's got the spin on the backside boot guy. So there are some complications because of the run game and the way they set everything up. But as far as complicated or explosive or dangerous, that's not this offense, at least with Trubisky throwing the ball.
No one's worried about Mitch. We're going to light them up on Sunday, right?
Yes! Yeah, I mean, it's more about Jordan Howard. I mean, if you stop him, and again, you stop all the window dressing that they do after the snap, that complements, just like I said, with the pass game. If you figure all that out, then you're fine. I don't see this being a big man-to-man cover team situation because they do so much shallow crossing and they do a lot of compressed stuff on the outside with the receivers and sort of pseudo pick routes. This is more of a, hey, let's just have Harrison in the box, have a single high safety, let's play a lot of zone, and let's just get after him.
And now it's time to play before and after.
I was explaining the game to Lindsay during the break. Lindsay, you think you get this game, right? You get the idea.
I definitely understand it. I'm nervous and excited at the same time.
Doesn't matter.
I'm really embarrassed.
It's a good feeling to have. Yep. Yeah.
Normally, Mark Rosen's here on Thursday, and he just completely sucks at this game. So if you don't get any
I would love to be better at it than Mark Rosen.
You already are.
Yeah.
You're paying attention, which means you're already better at this game than Mark is. I have 10 before and after items. It's like the before and after category on Wheel of Fortune, where there's a couple of terms or things that are connected with a conjoining word. There's a computer voice that reads a clue. If the clue says something like a former Colts wide receiver that went on to be Indiana Jones, your brain has to combine Marvin Harrison and Harrison Ford. You yell out your name. Your name is your buzzer. Then you say Marvin Harrison Ford, and you get it right. And then you're officially better than Mark Rosen at this game. Make sense?
Yep.
Here we go. By the way, there's a $50 a Dino Grill gift certificate on the line for a listener that sneaks in. If you guys get shut out, if you guys can't figure it out, if the entire room gets confused, and the first caller at 651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326 wins that $50 a Dino Grill gift certificate. If you guys go 10 for 10, there's a listener only 11th. Here we go, number one.
Number one, a kid's outer space bedtime song with Finn, Poe, and Ray.
I'm confused already.
A kid's outer space bedtime song with Finn, Poe, and Ray.
I don't know the first part.
It's got to be
one more time that we're going to the calls. Otherwise,
yeah. Number one, a kid's outer space bedtime song.
Outer space threw me off big time.
Go for it.
Twinkle Twinkle Little Star Wars.
That's right.
Ah.
Outer space was like spaceman.
Yeah, I was thinking like aliens.
Yeah.
AJ figured it out. Number two.
Number two. You throw this down a lane, and this is a nickname for your old lady.
AJ?
Yeah. Wait.
Oh, Lindsay,
no, go.
Go
ahead.
No, go.
Let Lindsay
By
have
all
it.
All means.
Take a shot at it.
Bowling ball and chain?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you get it.
Yes. You're so much better than Rosie.
Yeah, you're
way better than Rosie.
That's what Rosie calls his old lady, too. Number three.
Number three. Dorothy's famous line. And this is arguably the most important base.
Hot.
Yep.
There's no place like home base.
That's right.
Close enough. We'll give you that.
Home plate.
Home base, home plate. That works. Number four.
Number four. 80s film featuring the man in black. And this was a 1935 classic horror film about finding a monster a mate.
One more time.
Eight. Number four.
Oh, you gotta go.
Princess Bride of Frankenstein.
That's right.
That is correct. Number five.
Number five. These are given to teams that don't win their division, but still reach the playoffs. And a lot of street magicians do these.
Lindsay.
Yeah, Lindsay.
Wild card tricks.
Sure. That's right.
Boom! Ooh. Wow, we have
now
a contender.
Way better than Mark Rosen. Number six.
Number six. Meat Sauce famously once gave someone this while he was in a KFAN vehicle, and this is what kids sometimes use to pretend they are shooting each other.
AJ.
AJ.
Middle finger guns.
That's right.
By the way, so I realized this after I loaded the soundbite in. Let me play this again, but pretend you don't know the story about him flipping everybody off.
Sure.
Listen to what this sounds like.
Number six. Meat Sauce famously once gave someone this while he was in a KFAN vehicle.
That could be so many way worse. So...
Listen,
right, that's what you were thinking.
Because I forgot about that story. I've heard the story. I forgot. I instantly went to something way more sexual.
Right, oh, yeah. Sure.
Yes.
Yep. Luckily, it was just he gave somebody the middle finger.
Yeah.
Number seven.
Number seven. He did his best snapping last week, and he was God in Bruce Almighty.
Yeah, it's an easy one. Go.
David Morgan Freeman.
Sure.
That's right. Yep.
Number eight.
Number eight. This game is when you can't feed a mogwai.
What?
Number eight. This
Ben.
Game is
Ben.
When you can't
Before
feed a
Before and after
mogwai.
Midnight.
Yeah.
And
after
Clever
midnight.
Girl.
And again, it's technically always after midnight. It's the dumbest thing ever. Number nine.
Number nine. A Raiders receiver and a Rams receiver.
Hmm. Oh, I can't.
Number
Ben.
Nine.
Ben.
Amari Cooper Cup.
That's right.
I couldn't think of Cup.
Nice. Number ten.
Number ten. The ex-president's film is what you have to try to do as quickly as possible on a first date. Number 10.
Hawk. Point Break the Ice.
That's right.
Got it. Good one. Which means you guys went 10 for 10, which means the
Yay!
First caller that can get this one, the listener only 11th, gets a $50 Edina Grill gift certificate. Here's the clue.
Number 11. Del Toro's 2017 Oscar-worthy film is what kids fill up and throw at each other.
How many of you would have known it? Don't say it if you do. Anybody know this one?
Yeah.
Mm. Number 11. Del Toro's 2017 Oscar-worthy film is what kids fill up and throw at each other.
Don't know the first one.
Good morning. What's your name? I just hung up. Yeah. Good morning. What's your name?
Joe from Hudson.
Joe, you know the answer. Go for it.
Hey, is it... Freezing.
No, not quite, though.
Well played.
Good morning. What's your name?
Jonathan.
Hi. What's the answer?
The Shape of Water Balloons.
That is correct.
That's right.
The Shape of Water Balloons.
Well done.
Stay on hold. You win a $50 Edina Grill gift certificate. Lindsay, nicely done.
Thank you.
Well.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
You did really well. Yeah.
We may invite you back to play the initials game sometime.
That's like my biggest goal is to play initials.
Well, I know a guy.
Get in line.
And I think you did a pretty good job today on this show. How do you feel
Thank you.
About it?
It was fun. Yeah, it was good.
You drove in for this garbage. Think about that.
Yeah.
Put your life on that. See, you said you don't gamble. You gambled by driving in this weather on these roads to this show.
Yeah, right? But I was going to drive to Eden Prairie anyway.
Oh,
I mean.
Fair.
Good point.
Fair.
Good point.
Lindsay, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Prism Research brings you this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show. We will be back tomorrow, 5:30 to 9, to play Initials.
Ben
Pear Bear's back. Sauce is back. Right. Everybody but Ben. Ben's out of here.
Ben.
Well, I'm here. I don't come in on Fridays.
Hey, can't blame you.
Hey, Lindsay, before you walk out of here, any thoughts on Corey? Do you like him or not?
It wasn't as bad as I
could. Okay, good. All right, good.
That is the perfect description. Yeah. Nicely done. Paul Allen is next. See you tomorrow, 5:30 to 9. Bye.
To listen back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.